Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Jim Taylor. It's controversial, the concept of giving kids cholesterol-lowering drugs.
To start treating all these kids with mildly elevated cholesterol is silly and not safe.
Westchester County, New York, pediatrician Dr. David Siegler does not agree with the recommendation from the American Academy of Pediatrics that kids as young as 8 may have to go on the meds. But Siegler's worried.
The FDA has traditionally been somewhat negligent in their approach to doing drug testing on children, both over-the-counter drugs and prescription drugs.
Black box warning. Food and Drug Administration wants one for epilepsy drugs.
This is the strongest warning that can be placed on a medication, and the FDA believes it's appropriate here because staff investigators have found that 11 common epilepsy drugs significantly raise a patient's risk of experiencing suicidal thoughts and behaviors. At the Epilepsy Foundation, President Eric Hargis worries a black box warning will frighten more patients than it will help.
The risk of not taking their medications or changing how they take their medications is a huge and immediate risk.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
Heralded as something of a miracle when it was introduced and approved by the FDA 2 years ago, Gardasil is going to court. Manufacturers of the cervical cancer vaccine sued by a couple of adolescent girls who say they've been made seriously ill by Gardasil. Michael McLaren, the attorney for one of them.
4 days after the shot, she was taken to the offices of her doctor who diagnosed her with a viral infection. Next 10 days, she was home, didn't go to school, had nausea and fever. Then they diagnosed her with pancreatitis.
Manufacturer Merck says there's no connection. The FDA stands by its approval. The Centers for Disease Control still recommend the vaccine. Troop withdrawal, that's the word from the Pentagon. General David Petraeus is considering cutting the number of troops in Iraq by more.
He is not committed yet to any further withdrawals. However, he has told the Pentagon privately that he believes it will be possible to withdraw one and possibly two more brigades by the end of the year.
Correspondent David Martin says two brigades would be 7,000 troops, and they would probably be needed in Afghanistan. This is the aftermath of attack in Afghanistan. The country is blaming Pakistan for a deadly suicide car bombing there outside the Indian embassy in Kabul. 41 people killed, 150 others wounded. The released hostages held by their Colombian revolutionary kidnappers for several years talking today about their experience. Their captors, known as FARC.
The FARC are not a revolutionary group. They are not a revolutionary group. They are terrorists. Terrorists with a capital T.
Mark Gonsalves was freed last week, held in the Colombian jungle for more than 5 years. Stocks sure bouncing all over Wall Street today, up 110, then down 130. The Dow Jones finishing the day to lose 56 points, ending at 11,231. This is CBS News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at Effector help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help you get your life back in order. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS collection tactics. Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-536-9092. That's 800-536-9092. 800-536-9092.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger than life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Bertha's getting big, strengthening as it moves over the central Atlantic Ocean, still more than 100 miles from anywhere. Bertha, now a Category 3 hurricane. Update from the California firefronts from CBS's Steve Futterman.
There continues to be significant progress in battling these two major fires. The fire here near Santa Barbara is now 35% contained, and to the north, the Big Sur fire is now 18% contained. Firefighters battling both these blazes are getting a welcome break from Mother Nature with cooler temperatures and milder winds, but it's not going to last for long. By midweek, temperatures are expected to rise again. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Goldilocks, California.
More than 6,800 would-be card sharks ready to go all in at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. No limits, Texas Hold'em tournaments. The winners cut this year more than $9 million. And for the first time, the game they play is actually in the dictionary. Texas Hold'em, one of 100 new entries to the Merriam-Webster Collegiate Dictionary. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
A message from the Orbitz Travel Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight means same dates, times, airlines, restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
You know, I always appreciate it when someone goes the extra mile. And that's why I love those folks who make Clear Eyes eye drops. They put an extra moisturizing ingredient in every Clear Eyes product in the entire line, even their redness formula. An extra moisturizer they never even told us about. See, they're humble, too. So if you want eye drops that do the job, and then some, get Clear Eyes. Use as directed.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Is there somebody tapping my phone calls, huh? I mean, I'm trying to reach Osama, and this guy keeps coming on. And I always make the call, so it's 3 o'clock in the morning, cave time. Oh, it's cave time in Washington, D.C. A little bit later on today on the program, Joe Galloway will join us. He wrote a fabulous book about Vietnam many years ago. And he's been writing about military affairs for the McClatchy newspapers, and he sounded the alarm about the FISA bill in Washington. We'll talk with him later today.
This ain't no technological breakdown. Oh no, this is the road to hell.
In a moment, we'll kick off the program with Cliff Schechter, the author of The Real McCain. We'll talk about John McCain's recent trip to Colombia. And did he come back with a nose full? We're still checking. Later this hour, Paul Alexander, who's written a profile of Karl Rove called Machiavello's Shadow, will join us. That's Machiavelli, sorry. And returning from last week because we had some glitches, Esther Kaplan from The Nation is going to have a little more time today to describe the labor unions battling over health care workers. Kind of an ugly specter inside the labor movement, but we don't shy away from stories like that. It's all ahead here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Hope you, well, you did survive the long holiday weekend, and I'm glad you did. There's more smoke in the air here in the Bay Area as the wildfires continue to rage. Big Sur still evacuated, Highway 1 closed, and lots of people hunkered down there. You're on my mind, and I certainly wish you all the best. You can call into the program at any time, 888-5. Peter B. is my toll-free number, 888-573-8372. And you can always send me email, and I'm always glad to get it, peter@peterbcollins.com. Cliff Schechter is such a bright, capable, and well-informed guy that we've invited him to join us every Monday here on the Peter B. Collins Show. He's the author of The Real McCain, and he's the chief information officer at Cliff Schechter's campaign silo, which you can find via the link on the homepage at firedoglake.com. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing, Peter?
We're getting all heated up here in California. We got these wildfires, and now there's a heat wave coming that's going to take San Francisco into triple digits this week. So
a heck of a year of weather, isn't it?
Oh, indeed. And it's costing us a fortune. We had something like $80 million allocated for wildfires, and we have spent four times that much, and the fire season hasn't even started.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure many in McCain's base are convinced that the apocalypse was here.
Well, you know, we have referred to this smoke in the air as a semi-apocalyptic thing because it you smell it, you feel it, and it also filters the sun. So it is kind of a strange thing when it develops that way.
Well, with all that said, my joke aside, I do feel bad for everybody obviously affected by that. We've had, where I am, the tornadoes and storms, so it seems like everybody's getting their own share of the bad weather.
And do you have a bunker position so that you can maintain operations of the campaign silo no matter what the Ohio weather conditions are?
For the most part, we have been shut down once or twice when electricity was lost. But we certainly will try to keep operations up, I promise you.
That's very important. The Real McCain is out in soft cover. You should pick it up. It's subtitled Why Conservatives Don't Trust Him and Why Independents Shouldn't. And Cliff Schechter, let's talk first about the bizarre trip to Colombia last week, which was timed to connect with the new Jessica Lynch package. Now, I have to concede that some of this is still unproven and speculative, but there are these recurring reports from European media that the FARC received a $20 million ransom payment to release Ingrid Betancourt, the three Americans, and approximately 11 Colombians who were in the custody of the FARC forces.
Well, it was suspicious timing, I'll say that. But there's so many other things there that you need to know when you talk about McCain and Colombia. Anyhow, I mean, first of all, one of the big reasons he's going down there is to simultaneously try to appeal to Hispanic voters back here in the United States, while also, of course, doing the bidding of his lobbyist pals in his campaign, a number of whom actively work for the Colombian government and have lobbied McCain. Peter Madigan, one of his guys, lobbied McCain from within for the Colombian government while his firm is being paid by them. That's something that came out probably about 2 months ago, and people have forgotten that now. We haven't seen any recent reports about it, but unless I'm mistaken, he's still on the campaign, so maybe he's still lobbying McCain for Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's important, and, you know, it's also important we find out, and this is one you're going to love, a blast from your past, Peter, that you may know that John McCain stopped in to see his old buddy Charles Lindner.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he went to see Charlie Keating.
Well, but I bring that up for a very important reason. Not many people know that Charles Lindner was in fact Charlie Keating's mentor.
Right. It's actually Carl. Carl Lindner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you're
Charlie
right.
Keating.
Carl Lindner.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. I'm seeing too many Charlies out there. Carl Lindner was, and that comes up, of course, because when he was a Chiquita banana guy,
mm-hmm.
turns out that they were funding right-wing rebels who were going around killing people. And apparently that's not enough to scare McCain away from going back and seeing him, and neither is the fact that Lindner is a big funder of the Swift voters. But I thought that maybe the Keating connection is one he wouldn't want to remind us all of, but apparently the Carl Lindner Charlie Keating connection is okay because he knows his pals in the media will never bring that story up again.
Well, there is pretty good insurance there, and it is interesting. You and I have talked about this before, Cliff. Carl Lindner is a financial services guy from Cincinnati. He started with a dairy, and then he bought a bank.
Yep.
And that's where Charlie learned his savings and loans scam stuff from, at the knee of Carl Lindner.
That's exactly right.
Lindner also owned Chiquita and another a few other commodities-type businesses, and he has been an extremely reliable check writer and jet loaner for Republican candidates of the last 20 years.
That is true, too. He's put a lot of money into right-wing politics, Republican politics, and of course, as we said, that includes Colombian death squads. Apparently, it also includes Charlie Keating, who fleeced the taxpayers and helped McCain get his start in politics. So. Mm-hmm. Truly, the world is a small place.
Now, so, Cliff Schechter, what about the trade issues related to McCain's visit to Mexico and Colombia? He's trying to maintain that NAFTA's a good thing and it's working, but isn't he campaigning in the wrong states when he says that? You know, like Chihuahua, Jalisco.
Exactly. It's amazing to me that they would make a speech about. These people seem so tin-eared sometimes. They seem to have such a lack of political sense. They tend to go and make a big economic speech about how great trade is while you're in Mexico. It doesn't seem to be the most brilliant idea to me. But then again, he made a big speech about how he is for offshore drilling while he was in California. We all know how well that plays out there.
Well, he's got that timing thing.
Yeah, he really's got that down. So, I don't know. McCain seems to have a different timing mechanism than the rest of us.
Now, Cliff, they've traded in the bus for a jetliner that has reconfigured the same interior up to a point so McCain can hold court in kind of a circular manner. And as he's upgrading, a couple of people left the bus, maybe got thrown under the bus. First of all, Rick Davis, one of those lobbyists who has been controlling McCain's campaign, is now going to work on future planning. Is that like the 2012 campaign?
Yes, when McCain's 147. I guess that Rick Davis' plan to have all these regional campaign managers and was too decentralized because the campaign, even though they had about a three-month head start, couldn't seem to come up with any sort of a compelling message, although I'm not sure that's possible at all. But, they moved on to a Schwarzenegger guy that you'll all be happy about out there in California,
mm-hmm.
Steve Schmidt. And, right. But of course, he was Bush Cheney 2004, and he's a Rove protege, too. So we can expect another clean and fun-filled campaign.
Yeah, yeah. And Rove is still not directly involved, right?
So we hear, of course. His words are his own, whether they're in Newsweek or on Fox or wherever else he is. I'm sure that he's not writing for anybody that happens to be paying him a check, because Rove, of course, as we know, wouldn't do that kind of thing.
No, no. Well, we're going to talk more about Rove Turd Blossom, if you will, coming up in the next, at the bottom of the hour, when we're joined by writer Paul Alexander. And I'll just tell you, Cliff, it's a pretty interesting book. I think he did a good job of capturing Rove. But one of the things I just got to ask him about, he gave 4.5, maybe 5 pages to the whole CIA leak story, including the Libby trial. And I don't know why he gave him a pass on that. But he kind of made up for it later in the book. He does a very good job on the case of Don Siegelman from Alabama,
right,
and very carefully ties Rove into it. But for some reason, Paul Alexander seemed disinterested in the whole Valerie Plame Wilson scandal.
Well, from what I've heard, it's a great book. You'll have to ask him about that. But I'm glad from what I've seen reviews written, I haven't read the book yet, that seems he covers very well. You know, it reminds me of, like, with McCain. You start seeing these recurring patterns. It's like when people question me on whether McCain really called his wife the C-word, and I sort of say to them, and then the McCain people try to attack me, and I say, have you seen what this guy has called Chuck Grassley and Domenici and Cornyn and Bob Smith and a whole host of Republicans that have, you know, said that they're scared of a McCain presidency at different times because he's attacked them? Well, thankfully, Paul Alexander in this book, I was waiting for someone to look, you know, when the Siegelman thing came up and the attorney scandal and all these others, that Rove's been doing this stuff for years. I mean, if you read the earlier books on Rove and you see that his friendship with an FBI agent down in Texas named Greg Rampton,
mm-hmm.
And suddenly, you know, there'd be an investigation of Jim Hightower right before his election, so that they could get headlines in the newspapers. That's all they needed. They didn't actually need a conviction. They just needed to get these headlines to make it look like they were a scandal. And this is something Rove has been doing his entire career. But I didn't hear a lot of people saying that, well, all these more recent scandals were like, look at this guy's pattern. I mean, the patterns of behavior don't change with these guys, particularly Rove, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm
very
glad that Alexander seems to have covered that. I'm sure he'll have a lot more to say to you about it.
That's coming up, but First, we have more with Cliff Schechter. And if you have a comment or question about the McCain campaign, the McSame campaign, you can call me now, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Visit our website at KRXA540.com. The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Ever thought about shipping your child to a remote island? Want to send them to their room for the rest of their life? I can help. I'm Mark Lecluse, an intern psychotherapist practicing in SoCal under the supervision of Dr. Chaim Barton. For the past 10 years, I've been helping parents, teens, and kids overcome challenges in their lives, and I'd like to help you too. I can work with your family to resolve conflicts, improve communications, and solve problems. Together, we can turn struggles and challenges into opportunities for growth and connection. I offer an affordable sliding scale and am currently accepting new clients. Please call for an appointment. 831-818-4033. Parenting doesn't have to be so hard. I'm Mark Lecluse. Give me a call. 818-4033. That's 818-4033.
Hi, I'm Ginger.
And I'm Jay. And we'd like to personally invite you to our family restaurant, A Pizza Paradise.
Try one of our signature pizzas or calzones, such as Jamaican Me Crazy or Wild Mushroom Dreams.
We also offer sandwiches, salads, rice plates, and irresistible homemade desserts by Ginger.
So come relax in our tropical surf-themed restaurant and top off your meal with draft beer from Kona Brewing Company, fresh brewed Hawaiian coffee, or Lappert's ice cream.
Located in the Marina Village Center at 215 Reservation Road in Marina. We have been recognized by Monterey County food critics Mike Hill and Melissa Snyder as locals' favorite, best for families, and much more.
Call 582-9149 or visit our website at apizzaparadise.net.
It's A Pizza Paradise, where your pizzas are bigger, better, and bolder.
That's 582-9149.
Paved with gold, lifted some stones, saw the skin and bone. of a city without a soul. I went out walking.
I'm Peter B., the one in the Johnny Cash Live at San Quentin t-shirt today.
Where the ground won't turn and the rain it burns like the tears when I said goodbye. Yeah, I went with nothing, nothing but the thought of you. I went wandering.
That's Johnny Cash with You Too. Thank you, Johnny. Always makes me feel good to hear his powerful voice. Cliff Schechter, another guy with a powerful voice, the author of The Real McCain, subtitle Why Conservatives Don't Trust Him and Why Independents Shouldn't. And his blog is up and operating, very active at firedoglake.com. That's the campaign silo. And Cliff, John McCain in Denver today, offering up more of his brilliant economic proposals. He's the guy who has argued with reporters who pointed out that he's told us he doesn't know diddly about the economy.
it really sucks for him that they invented this thing called YouTube.
It sure does.
Because they think they can go around. It was much easier when President Bush would go around and say all sorts of different things and claim he hadn't said things he said, and you couldn't really catch him. McCain's having a much tougher time because when you once said that you were for the privatization of Social Security in a speech and that was caught on videotape, you now actually have to answer for that when you claim he never said it. And of course, it's much the same thing with the economic speech where different talks he's given in debates where he's admitted he either doesn't know anything or he would like to rely on somebody else or he lacks that expertise. He's put in a number of colorful and interesting ways, and now he wants to claim he never said that because obviously it was those were all pretty stupid things to say.
Mm-hmm.
His new economic plan, from what I understand, is more of Bush. You just keep cutting taxes on rich people, and someday it all trickles down to the rest of us. I'm not sure what else is contained in there. Oh, that's right. He's going to balance the budget by winning the war in Iraq.
And don't we need to bring back the phrase voodoo economics?
I think we do. Because there's no other explanation here. It's amazing. I was thinking as I was hearing it today, I was out for a little while and I heard on the radio the parts of what McCain was saying. And, people don't argue. It's just become accepted fact. He just says, well, we're going to cut taxes and of course that's going to grow the economy. And everybody just sort of accepts it, and doesn't ask, well, whose taxes are you going to cut?
Mm-hmm.
And what taxes are you going to cut? And I mean, this has been this garbage the Republicans have now gotten away with for the better part of 30 years. And if that did work so well, if we could just cut anybody's taxes, especially the rich, then why hasn't that worked when we've done that with President Bush? Because we've done it again and again under him. We've cut the wealthiest individuals' taxes. We've cut corporate taxes. We've created loopholes. We have given subsidies.
Well, Cliff, it has worked for the base.
Right. It's worked for a very small percentage of people. And
the have-mores have done really well, and they've got more.
That's true. I mean, there are a lot of people like McCain's top advisor, one of his top advisors, Carly Fiorina, who everybody's talking about her possibly being a VP. And she did a terrific job of screwing everything up at Hewlett-Packard and left with $220 million.
Yeah, and at the same time, I had bought some stock when Carly Fiorina took over at HP, and she took it into the dumper. It took 3 years to get back from underwater.
Yeah, she did a wonderful job, and I guess she feels like she might as well be rewarded politically as well. McCain, I guess, feels that way too, the same way it works. The Republicans have created the system in the corporate world. Remember Republicans who are for personal responsibility? But now we have a woman who obviously did a disastrous job at Hewlett-Packard and got to walk away with $220 million because of it. So if only government, they can make government work the way they've made corporations work.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Well, Cliff, I want to thank you. I've got 30 seconds. Any other late breaking news about John McCain we need to know?
Not really. No, just the same old stuff he's saying over and over again. So if anything big comes up, I'll be sure to let you know next Monday. But no, I haven't heard anything outside of that economic speech.
All right. Real good. Well, Cliff, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to talk with you, and I'll check in with you again real soon.
Thanks so much, Peter. Take care.
That's Cliff Schechter. Read his book, The Real McCain, and visit his blog at firedoglake.com. Coming up in a moment, Paul Alexander, the author of Machiavelli's Shadow, The Rise and Fall of Karl Rove. This program is produced in San Francisco by Katrina Rill. Our assistant producer has just joined us, Joshua Emerson Smith. And you can drop me an email, peter@peterbcollins.com. We'll see what happens.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Do you love KRXA 540? Show your support for our radio station by placing a bumper sticker on the bumper of your vehicle. Click on the bumper sticker at KRXA540.com and think for yourself.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Franklin Templeton Investments. Worldwide investing through the eyes of experience for over 50 years. Franklin Templeton Investments, gained from their perspective. I'm Charles Osgood. When the bald eagle was made our national emblem, there were an estimated 100,000 pairs of eagles in the continental United States. By 1963, because of pesticides, poaching, and other factors, there were down to 417 nesting pairs and were placed on the federal government's endangered species list. Last year, with 10,000 pairs, the bald eagle was taken off that list, although 43 states still call them endangered.
Our concern today is more habitat loss. Open space is now the current issue in bald eagle survival.
The story after this.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep, somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Call 866-455-TURN. Learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
Call 866-455-TURN or visit turntohelp.com and click on Locate a Physician. Sponsored by Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals.
The magnificent bald eagle looks great on our national seal and in life.
The bald eagle really is an absolutely regal animal. It has an incredibly strong wing beat, this massive honker of a beak and strong feet. It really is an impressive animal.
Andrew Griswold of the Connecticut Audubon Society runs boat trips from Essex on the Connecticut River.
Along the eastern banks, we've got significant acreage that makes a prime wintering site and nesting site for bald eagles.
Connecticut is one of several states trying to preserve the eagle's natural habitats.
I wouldn't say that the bald eagle is completely out of danger. There are still some areas, particularly in the New England states, where the numbers have not increased. It's absolutely important that our national symbol survives. We just need everyone to be the watchdogs for these lovely birds.
The American bald eagle makes us proud, and on the wing, elevates us all. Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Sofas, dinette sets, mattresses, and more. If you have a home furnishing need, we're the place you need to be. So come on down to your friendly town of Marina and visit us. Furniture Outlet, 3056 Del Monte Boulevard in Marina.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. Infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, 33 minutes into the hour. If you want to get more, I'll be live on Air America Coast to Coast tonight, 8 to 11 Pacific time.
Sometimes you start feeling so lost and lonely.
Get what you want,
you know what you want
until you know what you want. Thank you, Joe Jackson. Paul Alexander joins me now. His new book about Karl Rove, Machiavelli's Shadow, subtitled The Rise and Fall of Karl Rove. Paul Alexander has written for Time Magazine and Rolling Stone, the New York Times Magazine, The Nation, and many other publications. Paul, welcome to our program today.
Thanks for having me. How's California?
Oh, it's hot. And it's on fire.
And you're on fire. My editor's actually out there. She wrote me today. She said, the state is on fire.
Well, and we
here, not a good thing.
Here in the Bay Area, Paul, we had a couple of, actually a full week of clear blue skies, and we don't have any wildfires locally, but the weather conditions have shifted. We have a bit of an onshore flow, and the haze has returned. And one of our, in fact, our flagship radio station covers Big Sur, and that's where one of the real hot fires is that is not contained and is causing real headaches for our firefighters.
Well, we're watching you from New York, if that means anything. Hoping for the best.
All right. Well, let's talk about Karl Rove.
Okay.
First of all, he is too busy to appear before the House Judiciary Committee later this week. They sent him a nice little thing called a subpoena.
Right.
And he said, no, thank you.
Well, you know, he's been negotiating with the House Judiciary Committee for a while. I love to see some of the proposals. At one point, he would appear off the record and off camera so that the members of Congress, I guess, could only take notes or something. And now it looks like he's trying to ignore the subpoena completely. It's going to be interesting to see what Conyers does, John Conyers, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, because mm-hmm. he stated within the last two or three weeks, and Linda Sanchez, the congresswoman from Los Angeles, is also, who's on the committee, has stated that they're willing to, you know, pursue contempt of Congress charges against Rove. It'll be interesting to see if there is a showdown, because the deadline is looming. I think it's the 10th. And if he doesn't appear by then, he'll be in contempt of Congress. Now, will Congress actually, you know, make the legal moves necessary to hold him in contempt? So far, this Congress has not been as aggressive as a lot of people, especially Democrats, have wanted. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I'll underscore what you just said.
Okay,
because,
go for it.
Well, I mean, I'm really troubled that we haven't had aggressive oversight even since the Democrats took control. And what you outline in the book, you know, the issues of Rove related to the U.S. attorneys.
Right.
You did a great job of describing what he did to Don Siegelman, the former governor of Alabama. And, you know, these are things that he should have been called to testify about long, long ago.
Well, I'm told there's still, you know, remaining issues concerning the Abramoff scandal.
Yeah.
That Abramoff has information that he could supply, that Susan Ralston, his former assistant, allegedly, you know, changed schedules and whatnot to cover up to cover up the connection that Rove had with Abramoff. There's, like you mentioned, the U.S. attorney scandal. There's information there. The Siegelman thing alone deserves congressional hearings. I mean, what happened to Governor Siegelman is just astonishing. A governor of a state in this country being railroaded and sent to prison for an act that was not a crime.
Just well,
the political connections of all these. Rovites.
And let's dive into this a little bit, because it's a microcosm of many things that Karl Rove has become known for. There's a stolen election.
Right.
That begins it.
Right.
And I'm one of those people, Paul, who believes that they engineered the election in 2000 and they did it again in 2004. And whether you want to blame activist judges or, you know, hanging chads, there were a lot of things there that were gamed and manipulated. And so Don Siegelman starts off with his reelection taken away from him while he sleeps on election night.
Yeah, it's astonishing when you look back at it. He had made his acceptance speech that night, had gone to bed thinking that he had won the Alabama election. This would have been, I'm really bad with dates, they're all in the book,
2002. Uh-huh.
And he thought he had won by roughly, you know, 3,000 votes. But then a highly Republican county in South Alabama mysteriously changes its count in the middle of the night, and the total shift was 6,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And on the entire ballot that night, only the race for governor was changed. All the other down ballots, competition was remained the same, but
right.
But it shifted 6,000 votes, so that Siegelman then lost by 3,000 votes, and it was called a computer error.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the whole saga started.
And then,
he ultimately had to. He tried to contest the election, but the attorney general threatened to, you know, prosecute anybody who attempted a recount. Now, that was William Pryor, who was a Rove client, who now sits on the federal court in Alabama. I mean, it was just it's a disgrace what happened there.
Then we have U.S. attorneys, one who is married to Rove's longtime campaign business partner, Bill Canary. Her name is Laura, not Laura, Laura.
Laura Canary.
And then when she's exposed for her conflicts of interest, they turn to Alice Martin, who is a Bush-appointed U.S. attorney in another zone of Alabama.
Right.
And they basically were able to continuously trump up and file charges against Don Siegelman.
Then, eventually, Alice Martin sort of stalls out because she's not, you know, not the most competent prosecutor in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then the case shifts back to Laura Canary's office, and she claims miraculously that there's no conflict of interest, even though her husband is a business partner of Rove. And so she's not officially in charge of the investigation, but her office is. It's a bizarre, I mean, the skirting of the law there was highly, highly questionable. They end up going to court. They trump up these charges that supposedly Richard Scrucci, a highly respected businessman in Alabama, had given money to Siegelman to get an appointment on a state board, all of which was ludicrous. Scrucci, first of all, is a Republican, didn't vote for Siegelman, who's a Democrat. The campaign contribution that he made was to a fund in the state to advance a lottery to supplement education.
Mm-hmm.
And that
conflicted with the interests of Jack Abramoff,
absolutely,
who was maneuvering the Choctaw tribe of Mississippi,
absolutely,
into giving him large sums of money so that they could squeeze out this lottery in neighboring Alabama.
That's right.
And hope to score more of the gaming profits.
Which were millions and millions. I mean, that's why he's in prison today. The money that he took from the Indian tribes in Mississippi were so large that it was, you know, bribery, essentially.
Yeah. Paul Alexander is with us. Machiavelli's Shadow is the book, The Rise and Fall of Karl Rove. And just to wrap up on Siegelman, when Rove has been challenged on this by people like Dan Abrams on MSNBC, he wrote this bizarre letter with 64 to 66 different questions about Dana Jill Simpson, the Republican campaign operative in Alabama, who blew the whistle on some of this stuff.
Right, she was a whistleblower in the case. And I'm told from talking to my contacts in Alabama that there are other whistleblowers who are in the process of coming forward. But at the moment, she's the only one. And so they sort of single this one woman out. Very credible woman, a Republican lawyer in Alabama, who was on a conference call in which Bill Canary talked about the fact that he had coordinated the Siegelman prosecution with Karl Rove in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And Rove made it clear that he had been to the Justice Department, that the Justice Department was on board with the Siegelman prosecution, all this highly orchestrated, and Simpson is listening to this on the phone. And so instead of sort of trying to explain your role in all of this, it's to attack the messenger.
Right.
Eventually there may be enough messengers that they can't attack them all. And then you have another whole scenario. Now, this is one of the things that the House Judiciary Committee, I'm told, wants to question Roe about. It's not just Valerie Plame, which is sort of the main thrust of their investigation. I'm told they're interested in the Siegelman matter, the U.S. Attorney's scandal in general, and also his role in Katrina and the aftermath of Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Paul, you just mentioned the Wilson-Valerie Plame case. You gave it, I thought, very short shrift in the book, just 4 or 5 pages. You didn't really delve into the Libby trial at all. And I was a little miffed by that because I think you did a great job of describing many other episodes in Roe's public life. What was your reasoning for keeping that so short?
Well, my theory was that there was a lot of stuff about Roe that we didn't know, and I wanted to give more space to that. And, you know, my feeling is that we kind of know Roe's participation in the Valerie Plame case. To me, I still can't understand why he wasn't indicted.
Amen.
And, you know,
do you think he actually was? You know, Jason Leopold, an independent reporter, is a contributor to our show, and he did report in 2006 that Karl Rove, in fact, had been indicted. It was sealed in Washington, and then, of course, it never surfaced, and his attorney claims that there was a letter of some sort of exoneration from Fitzgerald to Luskin, but they won't show that to us, so it remains rather murky.
Well, and to make it even stranger, within the last couple of weeks, I've gotten phone calls from people who, you know, point out to me, you know, high-placed people in the gossip channels in Washington, let's just say, who point out, you know, that Fitzgerald can go back and reopen his, you know, he can reactivate his grand jury anytime he wants to, and reexamine Roe's role in all of this. Now, I don't know if that's true, but, you know, an indictment wasn't officially handed down that I know about, that the public knows about. So can you go back and reconvene a grand jury and reexamine his role in all this?
I'm not a lawyer, but I think it's over. I don't know if there are legal means by which Fitzgerald could convene a new grand jury.
I don't know. I really honestly don't know.
Yeah, I think he has wrapped that up, and I can't imagine that they would reopen it. He is, after all, a Republican, and he's one of those U.S. attorneys who held on to his job.
That's right.
Paul Alexander, author of Machiavelli's Shadow, The Rise and Fall of Karl Rove, will continue in just a moment. You can join us by phone, toll-free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. It's the Peter B. Collins Show. KRXA 540. Visit our website at krxa540.com.
Locally owned, the Ugly Mug Coffee House in Soquel Village. Always lively, always wired. We serve the best organic, shade-grown coffees, loose-leaf teas, original bar drinks, and delectable goodies in a friendly community atmosphere. Open every day, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m., complete with music, Wi-Fi, and the craziest regulars in Santa Cruz. Meet your friends or just bring yourself to the Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive at Porter Street, for lively conversations and the best cappuccino in town. Hey, what do you want? Rare frickin' sunshine? Delicious.
The Ugly Mug, Soquel Drive and Porter Street in Soquel.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you have the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for the retirement specialist.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
9 p.m. Saturdays, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people. Quantum minds find the relevance in all of God's creation. Join us with notable guests, Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, father of American Nuclear Navy, Albert Einstein, Robert John Kennedy, from the perspective of the quantum mind. The Bob Oliver Show, The Quantum Link, Saturday, 9 p.m. on KRXA 540.
And that's what makes us irresistible. 10 minutes in front of the hour, the Peter B. Collins Show. I'm glad you're listening. Paul Alexander with us, the author of this new book about the rise and fall of Karl Rove, Machiavelli's Shadow. And, Paul, I learned some interesting things in here. I want to read this one passage because my listeners know that I believe the Ohio election was hijacked in 2004. And you quote Karl Rove responding to reporters in Albuquerque the Monday night before Election Day.
Right.
And he's asked about Ohio. "We're winning Ohio," Rove said, and then he launched into a sort of chant. "And we will win Ohio. 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 We will win Ohio." 6 times he says it. Now, is he trying to convince himself? Is he telepathically communicating with Ken Blackwell or the Bush family's IT guy to make sure they follow through?
Well, I believe I was, in that particular case, I was quoting from a New York Times story, so maybe he was trying to chant his, inflict his chant on the New York Times, but he did say it 6 times. I counted them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, interestingly, it's interesting you should bring that up, because I happen to be in close contact, and I write about this some in the book. I was in close contact a lot with the Kerry campaign at that point. And I had mentioned about a week or two before the election that, you know, I'd been hearing that there was going to be problems in Ohio. And my contact in the Kerry campaign assured me that they were aware of it and that all was going to be taken care of. Well, in the end, I'm not sure if they were aware of what was going to happen there. They certainly didn't take care of the problem.
Well, on the other program I'm hosting tonight on Air America, Richard Hayes Phillips will be one of my guests. We're going to spend an hour talking about his forensic investigation of the election of 2004 in Ohio. And he asserts that Kerry actually won by 180,000 votes, while the official tally showed Bush winning by 118,000. So it's
sounds like Alabama in 2002, doesn't it?
Well, there are patterns here, and I'm skeptical enough to want to know more and skeptical enough not to believe what we've been told.
Well, the Democratic Party knew something was up. I write about this in the book. The heavy hitter, the heavy contributors had sent their private jets up to Logan Airport in Boston. They were ready to send out, you know, attorneys and Kerry and whoever they needed to send out to Ohio to mm-hmm. challenge the election there.
Yeah.
And I was in Boston that night, and it was as of 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, it was very unclear, as to what was going to happen next. And I was stunned when I turned on the TV the next morning and saw Kerry making his concession speech.
Yeah, I sure was, too. Dave in Eureka, thanks for calling the Peter B. Collins Show.
Oh, Peter, why did you think the neocons had voting machines designed? But that's not why I called. Paul, how does the likes of Karl Rove decide what congressional subpoenas he will honor and which ones he will simply ignore? I think he's already in contempt of at least one. Why is there not some Janet Reno or some heroic federal marshal ready to put him in handcuffs and take him into custody?
You want to see him frog marched in the perp walk.
I do.
He wants the perp walk, it sounds like.
Yeah, go ahead.
This particular committee under Conyers has the opportunity here to make a real issue out of this. And my feeling is that the Democrats won in 2006 to be the opposition party, and they have failed to do that. Now, here's an opportunity for them to show that they really are an opposition party.
I certainly agree.
And who knows? We'll have to wait and see what they do.
Karen in Sacramento, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
I saw the documentary Bush's Brain, and in there they portray Karl Rove as somebody who I thought maybe didn't have a lot of friends and was lonely and was kind of a nerd, and so lived vicariously through popular pretty people like President Bush. Did you do a lot of work into his inner, like, into his childhood?
Actually, you know, I focused pretty much completely on his political career. Although, if you talk to people who have known Karl for years and years, he does not have a lot of friends. He does live a fairly isolated life with his wife.
And Paul, let me pump your book for you, because you just sold yourself a little short. You provided a fascinating look at his childhood that I've never seen anywhere else, and I've been following Rove for a long time.
Okay.
And that is that he was lied to by his mother about who his father was, and
right.
He didn't meet his father, who turned out to be gay, until he was an adult.
The story is that the man he thought was his father, Louis Rove, came out when Karl was 19.
That's what it is.
And afterwards led an openly gay lifestyle in Los Angeles and then in Palm Springs. That ended the marriage. The mother went through a series of depressions and, you know, following the divorce, and ended up committing suicide eventually. And then when Karl did finally approach the man who really was his father, that man wanted to have nothing to do with him.
There we go. Okay.
Ironically, he became close friends. You know, he remained close friends with Louis Rove all the way up until the time the man he thought was his father died.
Well, and it's also, you point out that given that history, for Karl Rove to use the wedge issues of same-sex marriage ballot measures was at least an interesting choice on his part. Richard, Richard in Fortuna, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yeah, hi, Peter. I was wondering, is Rove ever going to show up at the congressional hearings? And another thing I'd like to know, if we'll ever see the transcripts from that Cheney meeting with the oil companies back in, I think it was 2001.
Hey, what part of Secret Energy Task Force don't you understand?
Will we ever see Karl in front of this committee? You know, I don't know. He certainly won't appear voluntarily. Will they, you know, what will happen if they can find a judge who will hold him in contempt and trying to throw him in jail? I don't know. He might show up at that point. I don't think Karl wants to go to jail.
Well, Paul, here's the way I characterize it. In the words of Kyle Sampson, one of the underlings at the Justice Department who was thrown under that big bus,
right.
He said, we'll gum it to death and run out the clock.
And that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
But again, the Democrats are allowing it to happen.
Well, you're very, very correct.
And by not taking out Rove, this is what's going to happen. James Carville sent out a fundraising email last week saying that Rove is going to be put in charge of a $250 million 527 that's going to be used to attack House candidates. I can't imagine that he's not going to attack Obama at the same time.
Paul,
him to stay in power, he still has a role in the Republican Party.
Paul, let me jump in. Just 30 seconds remaining. Please tell us another thing I found out first in your book, the way in which George Bush notified Karl Rove that it was time to go.
Well, they went to church one Sunday, according to my source, and Bush said, you know, Karl, there's too much heat on you. It's time for you to go. And that was the end of the road for Rove.
He took him to church to fire him.
He took him to church to fire him.
And Rove's not really a believer.
No, he isn't. No, but he does go, you know, to church on occasion, especially if, you know, if Bush is going along.
I mean, you could give either of those guys a Bible quiz and they'd fail it.
Well, there is a poetic justice in all this.
Paul Alexander, great to talk with you. Machiavelli's Shadow is the book, The Rise and Fall of Karl Rove. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That does it for this hour of the Peter B. Collins Show. Coming up next, unions battling over health care workers. It's ugly. Esther Kaplan joins me next.
I'm John Gorenfeld, and I've just written a book, Bad Moon Rising, because I thought maybe it said something about just how crazy our politics have become when a wealthy newspaper publisher dresses up like King George III in front of congressmen, and no one seems to care. Bad Moon Rising is about the conservative love affair with the Reverend Moon, the cult leader who publishes the Washington Times, travels with the Bush family.
Reverend Moon never tried to tell him what to say.
And puts on Washington's worst dinner parties. The book is Bad Moon Rising, how Reverend Moon created the Washington Times, seduced the religious right, and built an American kingdom. The foreword's by Barry Lynn. Bad Moon Rising follows an all-star cast of conservatives as they sell their souls to a cult leader, from Jerry Falwell to John McCain's top advisor. You name them, they're in my book. Bad Moon Rising. Buy it for a conservative friend and blow someone's mind. Find out more at thekingofamerica.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
New concern about Gardasil.
Merck's HPV vaccine is dealing with a growing number of reports of serious side effects.
FDA wants strong new warnings on epilepsy drugs. I'm Barry Bagnetto in Washington.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney.
Now there's Gardasil, the only vaccine that may help protect you from the four types of human papillomavirus that may cause 70% of cervical cancer.
The commercials tout the benefits of Gardasil, but CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports there's concern about serious side effects.
Gardasil was approved in 2006 for girls as young as age 9. The conservative-funded public interest group Judicial Watch has obtained more than 8,000 adverse events reports under Freedom of Information law.
The reports reveal everything from massive wart outbreaks to seizures and paralysis. Of 18 deaths, nearly a quarter cited blood clots.
Gardasil's maker, Merck, and officials of the Centers for Disease Control insist the vaccine is safe and effective. Scientists at the Food and Drug Administration have sounded the alarm about the potentially fatal side effects of epilepsy drugs. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato has that.
The FDA is recommending that a strong black box warning be placed on epilepsy drugs and that a new medication guide be given to patients. An investigation of 11 common medications finds they significantly increase the risk of suicidal thoughts and behaviors. The problem was observed in some cases within a week of the start of treatment.
We appreciate that they're looking at the safety issue. This is a very critical issue.
But Eric Hargis, head of the Epilepsy Foundation, thinks the FDA also should be studying whether the illness itself causes mood disorders, such as depression, that can lead to suicide.
We're potentially missing the big picture here.
An FDA advisory panel takes a close look at these drugs this week. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Rising rates of childhood obesity have prompted the American Academy of Pediatrics to recommend that some kids as young as 2 be screened for high cholesterol and that cholesterol-lowering drugs be given in some cases to kids as young as 8.
One concern among some doctors is what the effects might be of children starting to take statin drugs so young and taking them over 10, 20, 30 years. But other doctors say that the risks are far outweighed by the benefits of avoiding coronary artery disease, heart attack, and strokes later in life.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes. Now this.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit GEICO.com.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blantz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book?
Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight means same dates, times, airlines, restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
On the campaign trail, dueling economic strategies.
These are tough times, my friends.
John McCain in Denver delivered what he called straight talk on the slowing economy and outlined a plan to fix it.
The cost of everything, from energy to food, is rising. I have a plan to grow this economy, create more and better jobs, and get America moving again.
He promises to balance the federal budget in his first term. In a break with President Bush, McCain said it's simply inexcusable that the government has grown by 60% in the last 8 years. Barack Obama says his Republican rival just offers more of the same.
The central component of Senator McCain's economic plan is $300 billion more in tax cuts for big corporations and multimillionaires.
Obama spoke in St. Louis, where his plane made an unscheduled stop on a flight from Chicago to Charlotte. Midwest Airlines says an emergency slide in the tail deployed in flight. The chartered MD-80 jet landed without incident. In Baghdad today, Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said the security conditions are holding. And CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is thinking about further troop withdrawals.
He has not committed yet to any further withdrawals. However, he has told the Pentagon privately that he believes it will be possible to withdraw one and possibly two more brigades by the end of the year.
In negotiations on the future U.S.-Iraqi relationship, Prime Minister Maliki says Iraq wants some kind of timetable for a U.S. troop pullout. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Let the IRS veterans at Effector help stop levies and wage garnishment. We can help you get your life back in order. Our ex-IRS agents have over 100 years combined experience in IRS collection tactics. Get a free consultation and put our team of experts between you and the IRS. Call 800-536-9092. That's 800-536-9092. 800-536-9092.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world, and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
Yes, please apply the antidote liberally. Thanks for joining us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Otherwise, I'd just be talking to myself. A powerful voice in opposition to the Democratic cave-in on the FISA law. Joe Galloway will join us later this hour.
I don't know what matters to you at this moment, but that's all that matters to me. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Gnarls.
Well, I'm not doing so good.
CeeLo on vocals, and that's Danger Mouse playing the guitar. Somehow I think those are fake names. I'm just not sure. But you know Gnarls Barkley, that's real. Esther Kaplan has been kind enough to return to our program today. Esther, welcome.
Thanks for having me back, Peter.
It's nice to talk with you. And not everybody heard this, but last week we had her scheduled, and there was a snafu about her phone number. And so we got her on for about 5 minutes and got an idea of what she wants to talk about. And now we have the full half hour for you, of course, Esther. That's about six extra minutes.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I learned from one of my listeners in New York that you have a radio show there. Tell us about it.
I do, yeah. I have a show on the Pacifica Network,
right,
local station, WBAI, and it covers another topic than what we're going to be talking about today. It covers Jewish politics.
Oh, great.
Culture.
Uh-huh. Well, I will. I just invite you to send us missives about things you're talking about, and we might invite you on the program to talk about that subject as well.
Excellent.
So you wrote a piece that I think is excellent. It appears in the June 16th issue of The Nation magazine called Labor's Growing Pains. And this is about the struggle between various labor unions over representation of health care workers, including but not limited to registered nurses. And before we dive in here, Esther, I wanted to just share with you an email I got from a listener over the weekend. She is a longtime union activist with the California Nurses Association. She writes, I have been disheartened by the recent struggle. I've worked at Children's Hospital in Oakland for 21 years. We've worked very hard to maintain unity with all the union workers there. It's painful to see lots of money being wasted, along with divisive actions being taken to separate workers by union leadership. We should be fighting management together rather than each other. And I think that's a real fundamental point. My union is known for its strong positions in support of patient care as well as working conditions for nurses in California. We've taken our fight national through the National Nurses Organizing Committee to bring our gains in California to other nurses across the country. We have local issues as well as national ones needing to be addressed, like single-payer health care. It seems that the SEIU-CNA fight is coming down to which union can best represent the needs of its workers. We think our approach and agenda serves working nurses and patients well. We believe in nurse activists taking part in negotiating their contracts and don't believe in being weakened by labor management deals like SEIU has made with Kaiser and Tenet. And let's start with her last comment there, because this is one of the issues you pointed out when we talked last week, Esther, that Andy Stern, the leader of the national SEIU, is interested in trying to build the total density of union membership. He looks around, and at 8 or 10%, labor simply doesn't have enough leverage. And so he seems to be willing to sacrifice the interests of current members to try to greatly expand the total number of people working under labor contracts in the healthcare industry. Do you think that's a fair statement of his aims?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, to be even fairer, he is responding to a long history of the kinds of strategic choices labor leaders have been making for some decades now. Labor's heyday in the 50s, we had more than a third of all American workers in unions. Now we're down to about 12%, mostly in the public sector.
Right.
And what he has seen and accurately critiques is a lot of union leaders saying, well, I'm just going to keep, you know, trying to save the livelihoods of my shrinking membership as jobs get outsourced. I'm going to trade away good wages for my current members, even for future members of my own union. You see this in these two-tier deals where current workers sometimes get to preserve their benefits and so on, but new hires might be working side by side with them for less pay, less benefits. He's looking at a strategy that has very much been about, you know, we'll look after our own people and screw the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true of the labor movement always, but it has been true again and again, and he's right that that's a losing strategy. What I think he misses is that there are plenty of youth there that have begun to shift gears, that are finding creative ways to build their ranks. The Communication Workers of America is one example, a union that some years ago I did work for as a newspaper editor of one of their publications,
mm-hmm.
full disclosure, but they cut a neutrality deal with the cellular phone company Singular, and they managed to get around 40,000 workers unionized without giving away any other perks. They just put pressure on the company until it agreed to allow unionization efforts to go forward unimpeded. The Andy Stern SEIU approach in recent years has been has been to be extremely creative in the way your letter writer suggests, which is saying, we'll go lobby your state capitol for legislation that you like. We'll make concessions. We'll give away the right to strike. We'll give away the right to even put out critical leaflets or information about your company. We'll let you pick which of your facilities we can unionize and which we can't, et cetera, et cetera. And that's the part that's become contentious, not the fact that in this day and age with, you know, multimillion-dollar union-busting campaigns that you don't have to be creative. Mm-hmm. I think that's now an emerging consensus.
Well,
it's really the terms of how you go about it.
And, Esther, I'll trade you a story here. I have been a longtime member of AFTRA, the union that represents newscasters and other performers in radio and television. And we had to make some difficult choices around, and some listeners may be aware of this, that traffic, news, and weather reports are supplied by an independent service called Metro Traffic. And those jobs were non-union for a long time, even in big union markets. And we had to make difficult choices to organize those workers with low-wage contracts and not full benefits as compared to other shops. Now, the gamble there paid off because ultimately we had strong members in the units, and when it came time to renegotiate, we could get them up to parity with union workers at other, say, commercial radio stations in the same markets. But I would argue that Andy Stern, while he has a good intent here, to sacrifice the current interests of the membership as you try to grow the union on, you know, what I consider to be a very risky course in trusting management. As you just said, they allow management to choose which shops get organized and which don't. And by giving up the fundamental right to strike, they are often sentencing workers who do get to work under those contracts to a lifetime of disappointment.
Well, that's the fear, and I think that the truth is we don't know the full picture because the strategy hasn't been in place long enough. There have been some cases, for example, with SEIU's famous Justice for Janitors organizing campaign, which began out in L.A., years into this campaign, they're finally beginning to win some real wage and benefit gains. But that's after some of the early victories, unionization victories, people sitting for a decade with pretty poor contracts. So there's a lot of faith and trust in holding out for tomorrow. Now, what one of Andy Stern's foes, Sal Rosselli, who's the head of the biggest SEIU local in California, the now called United Healthcare Workers West, his argument is that actually, if you're really trying to excite workers about joining a union and trying to spread the union gospel, having a good contract win actually helps with that. He doesn't see a contradiction. He's mm-hmm. saying, if you make some substantial wins for your own members, that's what allows you to go to the next facility and convince people it's worth taking all the risks. Facing all the fury from management and so on to form a union, and that's a pretty persuasive argument.
Let's talk to Rose, listening on KRXA in Monterey. Rose, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show with Esther Kaplan.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know, as working at locally in Santa Cruz when we got the union in at Dominican, it was a very interesting time, and I wanted to let everybody know that the people that are in the CNA are working nurses, and they work very hard to maintain what we can do for patient care and to make sure that everybody gets a good, you know, good cut of what's going on as far as having a say-so in what's going on. My thought is I think it'd be better for them to be working with the CNA. I think it's a good thing to have separate unions because you put everything into one basket, and I think you get a little bit too big and it can be problems locally.
All right, Rose, those are good points, and I also want to underscore that one of the things that has occurred with this kind of national organizing approach is that rank-and-file members aren't there at the bargaining table. Is that right, Esther?
That's right. One of the most controversial aspects is that once SEIU goes in to cut these big national deals, very focused on organizing new facilities, often in not very unionized states, the local bargaining, elected bargaining teams are often left to cool their heels in the hallway. But one thing I'll point out in response to what Rose brought up is that SEIU cares about unionizing the whole hospital when it comes to unionizing, which on the one hand is a pretty noble idea. Let's take the most prestigious jobs like the medical residents or the nurses, mix them up with the cafeteria workers, and everyone gets more power that way.
But what's happened is where
Hold on, Rose. Go ahead, Esther.
California nurses, and I think this is probably what Rose is going to try to pipe in with, is they are trying to protect the skilled jobs.
Mm-hmm.
At places like Kaiser, SEIU has cut deals where the hospitals can replace nurses with these low-skilled high school graduate jobs called service partner or care partner, whereas the California nurses is really saying, for certain kinds of positions, we need the skilled licensed professionals in there. And since SEIU is interested in just organizing the hospital floor to ceiling, that's not a priority for them. And that's a really important strategic difference between mm-hmm. the approach of these two unions.
Rose, I want to let you comment, but I need to take a break. So can you hold and we'll get to you right after the break?
Yes, I will.
All right, I appreciate that, Rose, because I want to hear your comment. 888-5-PETER-B. We'll return after a break. 888-573-8372. Go to thenation.com or buy a copy of the June 16 issue of The Nation and read Esther Kaplan's article, Labor's Growing Pains. It's a fascinating look at the struggle we're talking about. More in a moment on The Peter B. Collins Show.
The Grove Market in Pacific Grove is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Locally owned and operated for 37 years by the Higuera family, the Grove Market boasts the finest selections of just-picked conventional and organic produce our Central Coast farms have to offer. The Grove Market's full-service meat department specializes in the highest quality, choice, fresh-cut, and prepared meats. Local artisanal bakeries deliver breads and other delectable baked goods hot from the oven every morning. To perfect your gourmet home-cooked meal, choose from the Grove Market's outstanding selection of Monterey wines. The Grove Market features competitive prices, personalized service, and home delivery in PG and New Monterey. You can't go wrong at the Grove Market. So shop Monday through Saturday from 8 to 7 and 9 to 6 on Sundays in downtown Pacific Grove, 242 Forest Avenue, just above Lighthouse. The Grove Market, where the locals shop.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Mandarin and Cantonese food prepared to order every day. The May family invites you to savor authentic Chinese dishes like congee and juke at Jim's Restaurant, 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.75 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering, too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Hello, this is Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani.
Join us this Sunday at 6 p.m. for Good Vibrations, Tools for Transformation.
Together, we'll transform your relationships, communication, health, and the ability to reach your goals and dreams.
Good Vibrations, Sunday at 6 p.m. on AM 540 KRXA.
Good vibrations.
Well, good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. Not looking too bad as we start things off here. Castroville, Merritt Street at Highway 1. We have a broken down big rig that's partially blocking the roadway. CHP is on the scene trying to get that moved out of your way. Southbound 1 after State Park Drive. Watch out for a metal ladder. That's in the right-hand lane. And in Aromas, Carpinteria Road at Carr Avenue. Getting reports of two trees on fire burning near the roadway. Lots of smoke visible. They've got the fire department on the way to take care of that. That may slow traffic if you're in the area. Highway 17 as you make your way through the Santa Cruz Mountains. Currently checks installing accident-free. The usual slowing starting to build at the Fish Hook in Santa Cruz. It'll stay stop and go down into the Aptos area. And this is brought to you by McDonald's. Pick up a pick-me-up like a nice coffee from McDonald's. It's a medium-sized cup of creamy goodness for just $1.89 every day. Now in five flavors. Prices and participation may vary. If you spot a traffic problem, give us a call. 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
Yeah, when unions are fighting each other, something's wrong. It's the Peter B. Collins Show as we continue with Esther Kaplan talking about her article in the Nation magazine, June 16 edition, about the struggles between various organizations representing healthcare workers, including the California Nurses Association, Healthcare Workers West, United Healthcare Workers West, and the SEIU, the parent of UHW. And we still have Rose on the line from Monterey. Thanks for holding on, Rose. I wanted to get your comments about what Esther was describing as the SEIU's goal of organizing an entire hospital, every healthcare worker, including, she said, the cafeteria workers.
Well, I disagree, and I'll tell you why. I find it very important to keep actual on-hand patient care separate because, to me, as a nurse and as also a patient at times, it's very important to have people that are very responsible and do have actual license.
Yeah.
That you do have a different concern as a patient on-hand caretaker than you do whether if you're serving the food. I think it's a good point to have them to have unions, but they should all work together.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they should have the same union. I think that's a big mistake. I think it's too drastic of differences as far as what your priorities and concerns are.
Well, I certainly hear you, Rose. And Esther, does Andy Stern hear Rose and the voices like hers?
Well, I think another key factor here that underlies this conflict that we haven't touched on, and I think this is the part that he's definitely not hearing, is that there's some real political differences. The California nurses, and now its national arm, the National Nurses Organizing Committee, really believe, as Rose just articulated, that nurses have a special place. Poll after poll, year after year, of all professions, the most trusted to be ethical and honest. Nurses beat out cops, they beat out firefighters, they beat out clergy. And the union believes that if you can get all of them banded together nationally, they have a very radical agenda. They want national, universal, single-payer health care in this country. And they believe that if they can all band together as nurses with their social clout, they can make it happen. Meanwhile, Andy Stern, head of the biggest union in the country, SEIU, has taken a much more accommodation approach on health care, where he believes you have to go hand-in-hand with the corporations. He's had joint press conferences with the CEO of Walmart, which, as we know, does not provide meaningful health coverage even for its own workers.
He crossed a picket line to go to a meeting with Governor Schwarzenegger. The meeting was good. It was about trying to qualify a universal health care measure here in California, but he certainly infuriated a lot of nurses on that picket line.
Right. Again, Schwarzenegger had a really watered-down compromise bill while the nurses were trying to push through their universal plan.
Mm-hmm.
So again and again, the nurses union has seen SEIU take the compromise position. They're willing to find some kind of mandate program like the Massachusetts program that doesn't, that most analysis says will not result in universal coverage and certainly won't drive down health care costs.
Right, that is
where they're going
issue.
For the whole nine. They want universal single-payer health coverage in our time.
Rose, I have time for a final comment from you. Go ahead.
Well, I think the universal health care is the only way. As being in the business for 25 years, it's just abominable to see the treatment some people get and that everybody works so hard their whole lives and then are dropped when they really need it. And I think it's the only way is to get the middleman out, get the insurance companies out.
I'm with you there. Rose, thank you for calling the show today. Good to have you listening.
Thank you.
And keep fighting for your rights as a registered union nurse. Esther Kaplan, thank you very much. And again, your article, I think, does a great job of explaining these complicated issues. It's in The Nation, the edition marked June 16, 2008. We've been talking with Esther Kaplan. We'll do it again. Thanks, Esther.
Well, thanks for opening up this debate. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Coming up next, more on the Peter B. Collins Show, Joe Galloway, a call to arms about FISA.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
A whole lot of flipping going on. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here it is again. Barack Obama now emphasizes consulting with the military before deciding how quickly to get the troops out of Iraq. And after indicating he'd take federal campaign matching funds, he decided not to. John McCain once thought the tax cuts were irresponsible. Now he's in favor of them. He once wanted a compromise on immigration. Now he's all about building the wall. And so they're flip-floppers. Are we really going to have this same debate again? Life is a series of flip-flops. You go to college as an English major, you end up as a real estate agent. Flip-flop. You buy a home in the suburbs, gas hits $4, you move to the city. Flip-flop. You promise till death do us part, then you meet Madonna. Flip-flop. But in politics, this is just not allowed. For liberals, Obama has committed the sin of moving to the center. Liberals hate that because that means he cares about actually winning election, and they'd rather he lose so they can spend 4 years moaning that the election was stolen. For conservatives, they think that if McCain can flip-flop on taxes, he might flip-flop on Iraq, too. We couldn't have that because staying the course worked so well before, I guess. But you know what? Maybe they just changed their minds. Maybe they're politicians who actually try to assess what's happening before making irreversible decisions. It's a crazy idea, I know. I would say it all depends on why you change your mind. For example, if you change your mind because you woke up one morning and realized what you said before was wrong, that's good. To me, that doesn't make you a flip-flopper. That makes you...
As the price of gas continues to rise, so does the number of fuel-saving experts. Look, the guys at Advanced Auto Parts aren't scientists inventing hydrogen engines or cellulosic ethanol. They got their PhDs in parts. Stuff like air filters, spark plugs, fuel system cleaners, and other things that make cars run more efficiently. Look, if you really want to save money on gas, go buy a bike. Otherwise, head on over to Advanced Auto Parts. They'll show you how to get more miles per gallon. Whatever you're working on, Advanced will help you keep the wheels turning.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Let the touch of an angel make your next wedding, anniversary, birthday, or family celebration extra special. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe, located at 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside, just across from Craig and Auto Parts, offering full bakery, deli, and cafe services. In the mood for delicious Italian pastries and cookies, specially brewed Latin American coffee, or traditional espresso drinks? Come to Angelina's, where you'll find palate-teasing cheesecakes and specialty cakes for all occasions, as well as tarts and pies with a wide assortment of seasonal flavors. Angelina's Deli features fresh deli sandwiches, breakfast sandwiches, and breakfast burritos. Try Angelina's specialty Mexican and Salvadoran dishes. They're simply delicious. Angelina's Bakery, Deli, and Cafe. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Treat yourself to the best, where the old world meets the new in a friendly, clean, casual atmosphere. Visit Angelina's today, 1725 Fremont Boulevard, Seaside.
Does it seem like the service is lacking at most service stations? Not at Mid-Valley Valero and Shell on Carmel Valley Road. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell offer complete auto repair, smog inspections, major brand tires, 30, 60, and 90,000 mile service checks, complete brake work, and fix any electrical problems. They even provide environmentally friendly auto detailing. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell use only the highest quality original and aftermarket auto parts. Call Mid-Valley Valero and Shell at 831-624-0722. That's 624-0722. Remember, for all your automobile needs, only Mid-Valley Valero and Shell will do. Locally owned, Mid-Valley Valero and Shell. Putting the service back in service stations.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. As the Senate reconvenes in Washington, a dirty deed is likely to be performed in the next 48 hours. The Senate is likely to take up the FISA bill referred over from the House. It had been bounced over from the Senate. And it is a significant rollback in your rights as an American citizen under the Fourth Amendment. Our music of the moment is by Sir Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats. And it's called Whitehall 1212. Now, if you're in London and you see a crime being committed or about to happen, you call Scotland Yard on Whitehall 1212. And for this heist, who are we going to call? Well, we call Joe Galloway, Joseph L. Galloway. He retired from McClatchy Newspapers, formerly known as Knight Ridder Papers, and he wrote a powerful commentary framed around the 4th of July that was published nationally on the 3rd of July. Joe Galloway retired as their senior military correspondent, and he spent a year as a special consultant to Colin Powell at the State Department prior to that. And before that, he spent 22 years as a foreign and war correspondent and bureau chief for UPI and spent 20 years as a senior editor and writer for U.S. News and World Report. He is also famously known for the book We Were Soldiers Once, and a sequel to that, We Were Soldiers Once and Young, will be published this fall, and that is co-authored with Harold G. Moore. Joe Galloway, welcome back to the Peter B. Collins Show today.
Always nice to talk to you, Peter.
Nice to talk to you, sir. And when I saw this commentary that you posted, it really hit home. I'm one of those people who is devastated at the thought that the Democrats, who nominally have leadership control of the House and Senate, are willing to serve up to the president a bad piece of legislation, the worst that I've seen in a long time. And this is after a protracted one-year battle after the Democratic leadership's embarrassment over the passage of the Protect America Act against their vacation plans last August. Now, the one good thing about the Protect America Act was it had an expiration date. And now they're back after holding firm in the House for a few months and appearing to really be willing to take on the Senate and the White House. The Democratic leadership there caved a couple of weeks ago. What is your sense of what's going to happen in the Senate, Joe Galloway?
I think this thing is going to slide through with all the grease you can imagine, with a bipartisan vote, including people like Senator Obama, Senator Webb, maybe not Senator Reid. He's playing an interesting role here as one of the chief cavers in, suddenly finding a backbone of some sort.
Now, what is that backbone comprised of? I haven't heard any news reports in the last couple of hours. Is he willing, at least at minimum, to separate out the immunity clause, I call it amnesty, Joe, for the phone companies and others who colluded to break the law?
Well, he was talking about let's put it off. Let's think about it some more. But I think it's a done deal, you know. And the telecommunications companies, to whom we pay for our bills, our service, our email, our phones, gonna immunize them for having illegally helped the government, or really just turned over their technology and let the government tap into it and go after it without a warrant, without a buy your leave, without so much as an apology, and trample all over all of our privacy rights and key parts of the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution, which our current president says is just a goddamn piece of paper. Well, maybe so, but it's an awfully important piece of paper that kept this country free for a long time and let the people have a shelter against depredations of government and sheriffs and crooks of all sorts. And these people are just giving it away. They're giving away what 220-odd years ago far better men than them were willing to risk their lives, their fortunes, their families, and go to war. You know, David against Goliath, the American colonies against King George III, to gain this independence, to write this incredible document, the Constitution. And it's like, it doesn't matter anymore. Let's just throw it out. And the laws and the protections will be what we say they are. It's an outrage. It's an outrage, absolutely. And you know, I don't particularly care to see the hides of the telecom companies nailed to the barn. I want to see the hides of Bush and Cheney and Rumsfeld and Doug Feith and Wolfowitz and those guys. They're the ones, you know. And nobody in the Congress, especially the Democrats, seem willing to fight.
Well, and Joe, you just made a very important point. While nominally this immunity or amnesty for the phone companies is argued as protection against them, and they just did what a patriotic American company would do when the administration came calling with their wiretaps, but the real issue here is that they are going to forever cover up and legalize retroactively the law-breaking, the intentional violation of the FISA Act. And we know that some of it began before 9/11. We don't know why, but we know that occurred. And this is something the Democrats will not allow us to learn through the legal processes that are underway. They're going to short-circuit those. And Joe, one caller on Friday or Thursday last week suggested to me that this is a violation of the ex post facto clause of the Constitution. Isn't retroactive immunity unconstitutional?
Well, I always thought that the Constitution said Congress shall make no ex post facto law, period. And yet they've been passing them with rare abandon lately, and nobody calls them on it. We're painting ourselves into such a corner. And, you know, when I was a kid reporter on my first job out of Texas, it was Kansas City. And I became friends with a guy named Harry Truman. He became a mentor of mine, and I learned politics, covering politics at his knee and the knee of an equally fine Republican named Alf Mossman Landon. Mm. And Truman, he almost worshipped the Constitution. He believed that everything we needed for our protection was there. And he also believed something else. He believed that every two or three generations, the robber barons get their snouts so deep into the public trough and so pervert justice and government and lawmaking that the people are obliged in America to rise up and throw them all out. And we're just way overdue. We're way overdue.
Joe Galloway with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Lines are open, and I welcome your comments about this FISA law and the intentions of the United States Senate. 888-5, Peter B. is my number, 888-573-8372. And, Joe, with your indulgence, I'd like to read part of your commentary. entitled How Dare They Rip the Fourth Amendment. Early this week, the U.S. Senate will vote on an extension of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act with a few small amendments intended to immunize telecommunications corporations that assisted our government in the warrantless and illegal wiretapping it has grown to love. That such a gutting of the Fourth Amendment to the committee is yet another stain on the gutless and seemingly powerless Democratic majority in both houses of Congress. That a majority on both sides of the aisle, not least of them the presumptive nominees for president of both political parties, intend to vote for such a violation of Americans' right to privacy and of the sanctity of their personal communications is a stunning surrender to those who want us to live in fear forever. Now these bad actors are prepared to set aside your right to privacy, written into the Constitution as a key part of our Bill of Rights, with hardly a nod in the direction of the true patriots who rebelled against an English king and his army to guarantee those rights. That they will do this while the last empty phrases of the political windbags at the 4th of July celebrations are still echoing across 1,000 city parks and the bright red, white, and blue bunting and blizzard of American flags still flapping the breeze is little short of breathtaking. How dare they? That's quoted from Joe Galloway's commentary. What kind of reactions have you gotten, Joe?
Well, a fair number of emails, most of them supporting, you know, the sort of ignoramus base that still supports George W. Bush has seemingly crawled back under their rocks as their true numbers are fallen to below 20%.
Well, they were clearing brush.
Yeah, they were clearing brush, yeah. And so I don't hear a lot from them anymore, and that's perfectly fine. That's what God made the delete key on my keyboard for. But there are a lot of people out there who read this and got just as mad as I was. And one fellow sent me an email. He said, I just sat down and spent, you know, 6 hours pulling together all of the names of those who say they're going to vote for this and their phone numbers and their fax numbers and their email addresses, and here it is. Now do something about it. You know, I'm seeing things like that. I'm seeing people saying, you know, this is almost getting to rebellion time.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's take a call now. Steve in Salinas. That's Salinas. Thanks for calling the Peter B. Collins Show.
Glad to help. Hey, I've been calling folks. I had an idea this afternoon. If they're going to grant this immunity, they should call these folks in front of the Congress before they take a vote and find out, question them about who told them what kind of pressures we put on, when did this stuff start, before they even vote on it, because they're going to be given amnesty for, and we don't even know for what.
You're right. And Steve, Mark Klein, who is the former AT&T technician who exposed what happened at the switch in San Francisco, I talked to him again yesterday, and to date, he has not been called before any congressional committee to testify about what he knows and what has occurred.
Has he called them?
Well, you see,
he has, yeah.
Peter and our gentleman caller, they would have to have the hearings in secret because this information is so sensitive, the American people can't be trusted to know it, to know who among us is being spied on. You know, this would be up in the Intelligence Committee and various other committees, and they'd all be sworn to secrecy. And, you know, the administration's take on this is, look, we briefed the leaders of Congress at the time, and we told them what we were doing, sort of. And therefore, they have no kickback coming.
Sort of is important.
Sort of is very important.
Yeah.
I've never followed politics most of my life, and I grew up in South Texas where they used to have some of the dirtiest politics there ever was. You know, there was one ballot box down here that sent Lyndon Johnson to the U.S. Senate with a stunning margin of victory of 69 votes all out of one box, one precinct. And when they came to investigate, it turned out they'd had a fire in the courthouse, and one box had been burned. And it was the one that held those votes that sent old Lyndon in. So I know dirty politics, but I have never seen an administration in my lifetime that I could really characterize with all my heart as a criminal enterprise.
Yeah. I agree with that, but the Democrats have done nothing to hold them accountable and let them get away with everything.
That's the real rub right there. You know, in 2006, people were fed up. They elected these guys, and they said, get in there and clean them out now. You got a majority. And they've been running from that responsibility ever since, as fast as they can, backward in high heels for your good California representative who runs the House. And she gets up a high rate of speed for that condition.
Joe, stand by. I got to take a break. And when we come back, I want to speculate with you a little bit about what kind of deal was cut and when to deliver this load of crap to us. We're going to take a break and continue with Joe Galloway, Joseph L. Galloway, retired from the McClatchy and Knight Ridder newspapers. Still loaded with opinions, though. We'll continue and take more of your calls if you'd like to join me. 888-5-PETER-B. It's the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Checking traffic on KRXA. We'll start you off with a brand new crash, Morgan Hill, South 101 after Tenant Avenue. Looks like it may be blocking one of the lanes. Unclear which lane at this point. CHP Fire Department on the way in case there's injuries. Highway 17 at Bear Creek Road. We had reports of a two-car crash. Unknown which direction, but CHP already on the scene in the process of getting that moved out of your way. Merritt Street at Highway 1 in Castroville. Broken down big rig still partially blocking the roadway. It's taken a while to get a big rig tow truck out there, although CHP is on the scene. Highway 17 currently checking, installing accident free. Highway 68, no problems to tell you about there. This is brought to you by Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Bullfrog Mosquito Coast is the number one selling insect repellent and sunscreen combination. It blocks the burn and the bite. Its unique formula is ideal for the entire family. Look for Mosquito Coast in the sunscreen section. I'm Nate Nix. That's traffic on KRXA.
Come here, Max. What's wrong? What? Oh, I get it. A rough day?
Hi, I'm Dr. Annetta Richmond inviting you to Natural Veterinary Therapy in Pacific Grove, the peninsula's new holistic veterinary medicine clinic featuring a wide variety of natural treatments and remedies for common ailments. We also specialize in acupuncture, chiropractic, and physical rehabilitation using an underwater treadmill. Natural Veterinary Therapy, Lighthouse Avenue between 14th and 15th in Pacific Grove. Our environment is unique. Clients comment on how calm and caring it is for their pets and themselves. At Natural Veterinary Therapy, our goal is to help your pet heal from within. So think for yourself and think for your pets. Visit our website at naturalveterinarytherapy.com or call 655-0501. That's 655-0501.
Meow. Whiskers, I'd better call Dr. Richmond for you, too. Meow, meow.
Socolo Restaurant in Pacific Grove is the place to go when you're looking for ultra-authentic Mexican food. From our handmade tortillas to our delicious Angus skirt steak, Socolo does it right. You won't find canned tomatoes, frozen meat, or pre-made items at Socolo. Everything is made here. We proudly use only Angus beef. Some of our specialty items include pozole, chicken mole, handmade sopes, and the only handmade flour tortilla on the peninsula. We feature seafood items like wild salmon, ceviche, and numerous shrimp and fish dishes. If you're looking for fresh and authentic Mexican food, Socolo is the place to go. Socolo is located at 162 Fountain Avenue in Pacific Grove. Our phone number is 373-7911. Catering and food to go is also available. Socolo Restaurant at 162 Fountain Avenue, Pacific Grove is the place to go for quality, authentic Mexican food. Call 373-7911 for takeout or reservations. Socolo will also be opening soon in downtown Salinas. Look for us.
continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Your calls and comments are welcome. We're wheeling on into the free speech zone next hour. We'll continue to talk about the FISA law and pressuring our senators to defeat it. It's certainly an uphill battle, but I think our Constitution is worth it. And Joe Galloway, I wanted to ask for your comments on this because I have been speculating here on the program over the last week or two since I saw Nancy Pelosi lead the charge to cave on this in the House vote now 3 weeks ago on Friday. And I'm just so curious about what kind of backroom deals were cut, because as the Protect America Act was preparing to expire at the end of February, Cheney and Bush were going ballistic and bonkers. And, you know, the sky's going to fall, Osama's going to show up at the White House. And, you know, they were just using the fear up as much as they could. And then they went silent. And I have to go back, but I look at that as sometime in late March or early April. And during this time, I was talking to progressives in the House about FISA and about the way the Democrats had stood firm. They weren't intimidated by that expiration date, and they didn't just ratify the Senate version with the amnesty for the phone companies. And then that changed, and it changed in concert with the agreement to give even longer-term funding and more money than the president had asked for the occupation of Iraq. And the only thing short-term that I can see that the Democrats got was the GI Bill of Rights, and that's something good, and 13 weeks of extended unemployment benefits. But that really is hardly a trade-off for our Fourth Amendment rights. What's going on? What kind of deal was cooked?
I'm not at all sure, but it took place in a dark back room, and I don't know what was traded for what, but nobody asked the American people whether they're willing to trade their precious rights, the rights that a million American soldiers have laid down their lives over the last two centuries to protect. And they still take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution. They don't swear an oath to protect and defend the president or the Congress or anything like that. The Constitution. And somewhere in here, there's something cooked up, you know, and I can only assume that the telecom companies are going to be duly grateful to both parties, and the checks will flow. And contributions will be made.
But the Democrats don't need that this year. They're raising money in bigger numbers at every level except for paying for the convention.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is.
Well, let me ask you this one then, Joe, because this came in over the weekend, an email from Bobby in Salem, Oregon. And she thinks that there is a blackout about discussing potential blackmail. Well, I don't subscribe to any blackout. But here's what she said. I never hear about this possibility. Whether Dems are just as guilty as Republicans, blackmail is not needed because they're all in it together, or they have other different skeletons that will be exposed if they don't toe the line. So she goes on and on, but her fundamental point is that she doesn't even hear any discussion about this possibility. Do you think that the wiretaps that have been in place since 2001 have delivered dirt that may have compromised the Gang of Eight, the congressional leaders who at least were briefed on these spying programs?
Oh, I would almost count on it. I don't see why not. These people who are in power have shown no scruples whatsoever on anything. Why would they care about that? Why would we even think that their first idea of wiretapping Americans illegally without any warrant, without a judge saying this is okay, well, why wouldn't it be targeted at their political enemies? I seem to remember another Republican named Nixon who did sort of the same thing. He just didn't have the technological grasp at that time.
Mm-hmm.
All our communication eggs weren't in one basket then. And it would have been hard to open everybody's 3-cent envelope and dig out the mail and read it individually. But now it's all delivered on a silver platter or a, a fiber optic bladder, if you will.
And, Joe, just a minute remaining. How do we explain the reversals of Senator Obama? He was flatly against immunity just 5 months ago.
So was Senator Webb. And both of them are now saying things like, this is the best deal we can get, and this is not as bad a deal as it might seem, and I've learned more, and I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, that's really hard to choke down in the case of both of those gentlemen and a lot of other gentlemen and ladies who sit in that august body. And so maybe it is time that we just throw all of the bastards out.
Well,
all of them.
Joe Galloway, I want to thank you for joining us today. And thanks for not going quiet in retirement, you know, just fishing or something.
Oh, no, I'm too busy for that, and I'm too damn mad.
Well, channel the anger, and thanks for sharing it with us today.
Take care, Peter.
Joseph L. Galloway here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Next, the Free Speech Zone, while it lasts. Call me and let me know your outrage about this. Lines are open for you right now at 888-5-PETER-B.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Gardasil, the vaccine against cervical cancer, has been linked to more than 8,000 adverse events, according to figures compiled by the conservative group Judicial Watch. CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson has details.
Everything from side effects of massive wart outbreaks on the genitals, face, hands, and feet, to seizures and paralysis. There are something like 18 deaths reported, a quarter of them involving blood clots. We spoke to the parents and families of several young girls who have suffered paralysis. In some cases, it was temporary, lasting perhaps a year. In other cases, the paralysis may be permanent.
But Merck, Gardasil's maker, says there is no proof the vaccine caused those problems, and officials at the Centers for Disease Control say Gardasil is safe and effective. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports the Food and Drug Administration is calling for a strong new warning label on epilepsy drugs.
The FDA's move was prompted by a new staff investigation of 11 drugs. Reviewing studies covering nearly 44,000 patients, investigators concluded the drugs significantly raised the risk of suicidal thoughts and behavior. A black box warning is the strongest statement the agency can place on a medication. There are concerns if one is ordered in this case, patients who could benefit from epilepsy drugs will refuse to take them.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has responded to the high rate of childhood obesity by recommending that some kids as young as 2 be tested for high cholesterol and that some as young as 8 be treated with cholesterol-lowering drugs. It's Tuesday morning in Hokkaido, Japan, where President Bush is attending his final G8 summit. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is there.
What to do about climate change and soaring energy prices topped the agenda for the G8 leaders on the second day of their summit. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is here telling the leaders significant action is needed to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases and no more delays are acceptable.
We tend to think of climate change as something in the future. It is not.
There's nothing the G8 leaders can do to reduce the price of oil except to commit to new technologies and alternative fuels. Mark Noller, CBS News, Hokkaido, Japan.
The price of crude oil fell nearly $4 today, and drivers can only hope the trend continues. The Energy Department says the national average for regular gasoline is $4.11 a gallon now. Airfares are up, but a new report says we're getting better service. CBS News correspondent Dan Revive has the latest on-time performance figures.
Monthly statistics have just come out for May, and the Department of Transportation finds a small improvement, though still more than 20% of flights flew late or were canceled, the reason usually weather. The airline with the worst on-time performance was American, 33% late or canceled, then United, 28%. The report also includes lost or mishandled luggage. That's improved by a lot. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
The Dow opened the week with a 56-point loss. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff!
These days, the fastest thing on the road is the rising price at the pump. And when it comes to gas mileage, what you get out of your car depends on what you put into it. Napa Auto Parts can help you get the most out of every gallon with Quaker State conventional motor oil, just $2.19 per quart. Quaker State oils are designed with advanced friction fighters to help increase fuel economy and engine reliability. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff!
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger than life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
A report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration raises concern about the country's coral reefs. CBS News correspondent Peter King has the story.
Coral reefs are breeding grounds for many seafood species. They're also indicators of the overall health of our oceans, but the NOAA report says almost half are in fair or poor condition.
We could be killing the goose that lays the golden egg out there.
Jack Sobel is a senior scientist with the nonprofit Ocean Conservancy.
It should be a wake-up call to folks that the problems facing reefs are real and accelerating.
And he says unless CO2 emissions, global warming, and other factors are reversed,
within our lifetime, they could be gone.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
There's a campaign in San Francisco to name a new facility for President Bush, but the people behind it are no fans. They say the George W. Bush sewage plant would be a fitting tribute because, quote, we'll be cleaning up a substantial mess for the next 10 or 20 years. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, GEICO customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. GEICO insures all sorts of motorcycles, like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high-performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit GEICO.com.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight with same dates, times, airlines, restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered. Except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
We're in the free speech zone here on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's unbelievable what's about to happen in Washington. Yeah, Democratic comments about passing this bad FISA law, they're frankly unbelievable.
Always so concerned with the way you say you're always at the best.
You're unbelievable.
More than 19,000 people over the last week have logged on to Barack Obama's website, where he has a social networking setup. And it's like MySpace, but you can operate around the issues that you care about. And so somebody set up a site imploring Obama to take another look at his changed position on FISA. And it's over 19,000 that have been to that blog over the past week. And on Thursday, Senator Obama posted an 850-word response. And we'll get to that in a moment. I found it unsatisfying, but it is fair to say that he has taken notice of those who supported him in the primary because of his progressive positions, because of his explicit statement that he would not support immunity or amnesty for the phone companies in any legislation. And while I give Obama credit for responding, the response itself is, as I say, very unsatisfying, and we'll share with you in a moment the remarks of Glenn Greenwald, who is an attorney who has taken it apart. But Ari Melber, who writes for The Nation and is their official Netroots guy, is going to join us on the program tomorrow to talk more about this. But I encourage you to take every effort you can. And if you have some time this evening to get in front of your computer and log on to various websites, I encourage you to go to Huffington Post. They have great coverage of these issues. And I encourage you to get active and send those messages to Washington and let them know that you do not support this kind of cave-in, and in particular that we as progressives cannot support this law in its current form and can never support amnesty for the phone companies that has the direct effect of covering this up forever. We know our rights were violated. We know the laws were intentionally broken. One of the comments the Democrats have made is, well, they can support this because it reasserts that FISA is the exclusive source of authority to wiretap. Well, that hasn't changed. It was the exclusive source when George W. Bush just bulldozed right past it. So that is completely meaningless. And Joe Galloway, who was on with us in the last half hour, had a couple of other quotable remarks in the commentary that he published last week. Here's one. If neither John McCain, the Republican, or Barack Obama, the Democrat, can find the courage to oppose such a violation of so basic a right, then what are we to do for a president, a successor to Bush, the decider, who has since 9/11 decided what rights you are entitled to keep and what laws he will or will not obey? And whether you will be protected by these words of the Constitution. And he quotes from the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, this isn't quaint Middle English language like the Second Amendment, where it's not really clear who it applies to and how much. It's very direct and easily comprehended. And Galloway goes on, that's it, that's the Fourth Amendment, that's what these folks in Washington, D.C. have violated continuously and in secret for 7 long years. He goes on, somewhere across an ocean and a desert, hiding in his cave, a man of hate named Osama bin Laden is laughing up the sleeve of his dirty robe at the thought that he and a small handful of fellow fanatics could tie a great nation in knots, knots of fear stoked by our own leaders. We have done incalculably more and greater damage to ourselves since September 11 than 1,000 bin Ladens and 10,000 al-Qaeda recruits could ever have done to us. The words of Joe Galloway. And I will add that I once said, and this was almost 5 years ago, that George W. Bush was fulfilling the wildest dreams of Osama bin Laden by committing American Christian troops to Islamic soil in Iraq. And as Tom Hartman noted today, One of the other wild dreams of Osama bin Laden has been fulfilled. And that's oil, priced at $144 a barrel. So I put it out to you. How do we stop this? Are you willing to get up early tomorrow morning and dial Washington and plead with the interns of Senate offices to have this bill stopped, to block it any way we can? At minimum, we need to separate out the telecom immunity so that there is a separate vote on that and we can identify those who have sold us out even more clearly. And ultimately, I think we need to look for leadership to one junior senator from Illinois named Barack Obama. Now, I'm going to take a couple of minutes here to go through Glenn Greenwald's detailed response to the remarks that Obama posted on his website last week, which were in response to people like me saying, don't approve this FISA law. So here are some of Obama's statements and rejoinders or comments. Obama says that the new law, this compromise, grants retroactive immunity to telecom companies that may have violated the law by cooperating with the Bush administration's program of warrantless wiretapping. This potentially weakens the deterrent effect of the law and removes an important tool for the American people to demand accountability for past abuses. That's why I support striking Title II from the bill and will work with Chris Dodd, Jeff Bingaman, and others in the Senate to remove this provision. All right, that sounds good. But Glenn Greenwald writes, he knows full well this effort will fail. The final bill will have telecom immunity in it. The bottom line is that he will nonetheless end up voting for this bill with immunity in it, even though he previously vowed to support a filibuster of any bill that contains retroactive immunity. Obama goes on, I also believe the compromise bill is far better than the Protect America Act I voted against last year. Greenwald, well, that's irrelevant. The PAA already expired. The new FISA bill, if it's rejected, well, will revert back to the old FISA law. So whether this bill is a mild improvement over the atrocious expired PAA is not even a coherent reason to support it. Obama goes on, the exclusivity provision makes it clear to any president or telecom company that no law supersedes the authority of the FISA court. Now, this is where Obama really infuriates me, because this is a bogus claim, and Nancy Pelosi has made it too. The exclusivity provision is already in the law. We don't need to amend it to clarify that. And it didn't stop Bush, and these guys aren't willing to stop him now by investigating what occurred. And you've heard me say over and over again that this activity started before 9/11. We need to know why. We deserve to know why. Obama goes on, in a dangerous world, government must have the authority to collect the intelligence we need to protect the American people. Well, again, they already have it. The FISA law is so broad. It's so easy to get a warrant. But the new law, as Mark Klein told us last week, really enables them to open up whole new categories of warrantless eavesdropping in this country. And as I've told you before, the Quest order that was delivered in February, was February 27th of 2001, asked Quest to open up local switches. It's not the kind of circuit Osama bin Laden would be calling on. There's another issue that needs to be explored, and if this law is passed, we will never know. One more issue here that Obama raises, the inspectors general will be asked to investigate and issue a report. And Greenwald correctly states, having the executive branch investigate itself for alleged lawbreaking is not oversight. That's what the Congress should be doing and has failed miserably at. If you want to read this for yourself, there are a couple of other points that I don't have time for. I recommend it to you. Go to HuffingtonPost.com and look for links to Glenn Greenwald. The item that I was just reading from was posted on July 3rd, so you might have to search a little bit for it. But it's very well worth reading, And it fires up the points that I think really need to be discussed here. We'll go to your calls after a quick break, and I invite your comments on this or any other issues in the news. 888-5, Peter B. is my toll-free number, 888-573-8372. And I want to mention one more thing. Over the long holiday weekend, I talked to a couple of my brothers. And I'm not going to single them out for abuse here. They're both good guys. They follow the news. They know what's going on. And I told him how disappointed I was about this FISA cave-in. And neither one of my college graduate, well-informed brothers knew what the hell I was talking about. They said, oh, yeah, which one's that, Peter? So I want to implore you to reach out to five people by email or telephone or across the dinner table tonight and explain what's up here. Explain what is on the table. Tell them about how our Fourth Amendment rights are about to be seriously eroded with the complicity, the active participation of many Democrats. This is a low point in recent American politics, and it's important that we don't slip into denial or just allow it to happen. It looks like it's going to happen anyway, but I want to put up as much of a fight as we can. 888-5 Peter B. Let me know your thoughts. We'll go to the phones next here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
You're listening to KRXA 540.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Hello, I'm Barbara Mossberg. You know you move too fast. And I'm inviting you to join me Sundays to slow down for our poetry hour. Here's the lowdown on our poetry hoedown. Meet me at high noon, and we'll make the morning last. Right here on KRXA 540.
What you know when I've come to work.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
And this is Paul at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore.
Have you heard about the events at Pilgrim's Way in the Secret Garden? Maybe too late? Our events include workshops, lectures, and book signings by recognizable and well-known authors locally, nationally, and internationally on a wide range of topics.
Don't miss another chance. You can receive Pilgrim's Way event announcements personally by going to pilgrimsway.com and click on Events to subscribe to the private email service listed. An event calendar is also posted on the Pilgrim's Way community bulletin board inside the bookstore for your convenience. Support independence. Come in and pick up a free KRXA bumper sticker. We're on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in downtown Carmel.
Or give us a call at 624-4955.
Hi, I'm Patty Ross, Realtor. What pops into your mind when you hear the word real estate? Security? Investment? White picket fences? Did you know that real estate is the single most sought after asset on the planet? More people have accumulated wealth through real estate than by any other means. So whether you own property and want to cash in your equity, or simply want to take advantage of buying in this changing market, you need a qualified agent who understands market conditions and will listen to your needs. From Santa Cruz to Salinas, from Carmel to Big Sur, call me, Patty Ross, for a free consultation. I'm hardworking, experienced, and I care about you. Hey, forget the rest, get the best. Call me, Patty Ross. My heart's in it.
Contact Patty Ross at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel at 622-6235. That's 622-6235, or visit her website, pattyrosscarmel.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Checking traffic on KRXA. We do have an accident clearing up in Morgan Hill, South 101 after 10th and Avenue. Looks like we may have some lanes blocked out there. Very unclear as far as details, but CHP is on the scene working to get that moved out of your way. Also for Salinas, northbound 101 at Abbott Street, we have several boxes of lettuce that have been dropped in the middle of the roadway. Drive with caution there. Highway 17, Santa Cruz Mountains, currently checks in stalling accident free with the usual slow traffic when you get to the Fish Hook in Santa Cruz. Highway 68, we've had no problems so far this afternoon. Looking good there. And this is brought to you by Orkin Pest Control, where you see one pest, you know there's more. Visit OrkinMan.com for a free online pest test. Orkin, keeping pests in their place. Now, if you're out and about, you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
The Peter B. Collins Show. Are you ready to fight for your Fourth Amendment rights? We have probable cause to do so. They are seriously threatened. Talking about the FISA bill that should come before the Senate this week unless Harry Reid steps in and says, wait a minute. And let's hope he does. 888-5 Peter B. That's my toll-free number. And before I go to your calls, I just want to add one more thing to the mix. I brought this up with Joe Galloway about half an hour ago. And that is this email from Bobby in Salem, Oregon. And she feels that things are so weird and that the Democrats are operating in a way that is not logical that the question has to be raised about whether blackmail is involved. And she wants to know why it isn't even discussed. And I'm not afraid to discuss it. So if you believe that blackmail could be a factor into why Democrats are going along with such onerous legislation, I'm open to your comments. Ben in Salinas, welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Peter. The secrecy of the war. We can't even know the truth about what our troops are going through. And then Mr. Petraeus, who is complicit with the criminality and the treason going on, oh, we've got good news. We're going to pull out 2 brigades, 7,000 troops to send to Afghanistan. What the hell are we doing in Afghanistan when it's been long thought? If bin Laden's still alive, he's in the highlands there between Pakistan and Afghanistan. So why in the hell are we killing people in Afghanistan?
Because our puppet can't control it.
Continuing to have our treasury ripped off on the looting going on.
Well, Ben, the real factor here is, and I think you understand this, is that Bush got distracted from what he started in Afghanistan, and now the Taliban has, re-erupted. They're in control of an area near Kandahar in the south. They're very active along the Pakistan border. And so, yeah, it's really ugly that we are going to stop loss more troops. There are 2,200 Marines in Afghanistan who are supposed to come home before Thanksgiving. Yeah. They won't. And just last week, Mike Mullen was saying that he'd love to send more troops to Afghanistan. He just doesn't have them.
But what the hell are we doing killing the people of Afghanistan? Those people, they don't even know us. But let me remind your listeners, especially you Bush supporters, no country in history has ever conquered Afghanistan. Even Alexander the Great almost died there.
You're right.
And his troops never got, the Russians couldn't do it. And we're putting our treasury people, there's going to be a flashpoint between what it costs to put groceries on the table and the gasoline to get it there. You got to know that the powers that be, starting with the Federal Reserve all the way to these banker bastards that are having their way with us. And Pelosi and Harry Reid and all the Congress and Obama, what the hell are they afraid of? Get up, do your duty, get on the floor and have a damn fist fight. Give us a reason to support you, because I don't see it.
Thank you, Ben. Luke in Arcata, you're next on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, I hate it when you say that, but you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Luke.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you know, when I've been hearing this debate going on and on, it really strikes me that people are just not educated about the Constitution. And you know, they don't really see the threat. I often hear the argument, well, you're a law-abiding citizen, then I don't really care if the government listens in to my phone calls.
That's right. I've got nothing to hide. Isn't that the cop-out?
Exactly.
Well, Luke, I spent last night watching a documentary that'll be on PBS in late July. And it's the history of the Pinochet government in Chile and the way they had a coup and then assassinated Salvador Allende. And then they disappeared and killed thousands and thousands of people. And there is this clip of General Pinochet telling the Chilean people that they don't have to worry about the thugs, the goons, and the police state that he had created, because if you don't have anything to hide, you don't have to worry. And so I encourage people to take notice of that and recognize that we have to fight for our rights today. After they're taken away, we're not going to have much recourse. But at the moment, we still have a First Amendment right. We still have a full, robust Fourth Amendment right. And I want to keep it that way. So, Luke, I thank you for your call, and I'm glad you know about the Constitution. I hope you'll share that information with five people tonight and see if we can create a ripple effect here. More calls coming up. I want to hear from you. Yeah, I mean you. Get on that fancy iPhone and call me now. 888-5-PETER-B, The Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Hi, I'm Debbie LaSala from LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli at 250 Casa Verde Way in Monterey. Buy Right has been a family-owned Monterey Bay treasure since 1938. Hungry for delicious sandwiches? Join the many LaSala regulars who love our tasty, hearty sandwiches prepared with fresh-baked Palermo bread. Eat in or grab on the run at LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli. Whatever your choice, we at LaSala's will greet you with Mon Pa hospitality and truly awesome meals. And remember, sandwich trays are also available for meetings and parties. LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli is located on the west side of Highway 1, exiting at 250 Casa Verde Way and going just past the first stop sign. For more information, call 372-6824. That's 372-6824. LaSala's Buy Right Market and Deli, a Mon Pa treasure at your service for 70 years.
Go ahead, take a deep breath. Yep, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system, your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hamble, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
Yeah. Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Every Sunday morning at 10, check out Rock Roller Real Estate, America's favorite real estate show. Learn about investing, 1031 exchanges, buying and selling homes, and where the hottest real estate markets are. Rock Roller Real Estate, every Sunday morning at 10. To be a guest, call 408-892-3376. That's 408-892-3376. For more information, stop by our website at rockrollerrealestate.com. Rock Roller Real Estate, Sunday mornings at 10, right here on KRXA 540.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following the Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after the Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays, 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course, it's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
Lines open for you right now in the free speed zone. We're talking about the FISA law, but you can comment on any issue in the news, any viewpoint. Call me from anywhere within the sound of my voice. You know the number, 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. I was working on a trivia quiz over the long holiday weekend, and I learned that that band, Golden Earring, has been together longer than any other rock band, including the Rolling Stones. They got together in 1961. I didn't know that. And now you do, too. 888-5-PETER-B. Your calls are welcome here. And if you're on the line, stay right there. We'll get to you in a second. But I thought that I would walk the walk that I talk. And let's see what happens when we call the office of Senator Chris Dodd, 2823 in Washington. Let's see if he has some interns working late there tonight, dying to talk to me. Hello? Some of these congressional offices, they actually pick up the phone before it rings. Oh, that didn't work. Chris Dodd, 202-224-2823. Feel free to please place your own call.
Thank you for calling the office of Senator Christopher Dodd. Our office is now closed. Please leave a message or call back during regular business hours. If you are a member of the press and this is an emergency, please contact our Deputy Communications Director at 202-224-1088. Thank you for calling.
Okay, you're welcome.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, this is Peter B. Collins from the Peter B. Collins radio program based in San Francisco. On behalf of my listeners, I implore Senator Dodd to lead a filibuster, to do whatever we can to block the FISA bill, to delete the amnesty, you call it immunity provisions, for the telecom operators, and to make sure that our Fourth Amendment rights are preserved. Thank you very much. And let me try one more. Let's see if anybody's working late in Harry Reid's office. I think they've been getting a lot of calls today.
You have reached the office of Senator Russ Feingold. Please leave a message with your name, address, and phone number, and we will get back to you. This is a press call. Please call the senator's press secretary.
Isn't that interesting? They're willing to talk to the press even 8:30 in the evening, Washington time.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, my name's Peter B. Collins. I'm a radio talk show host in San Francisco, and I'm calling to encourage Senator Feingold to filibuster, do anything he can to block the consideration of the FISA bill. And at minimum, we need to delete and defeat the amnesty for the telecoms. There are a lot of people supporting Senator Feingold here in California and across the country. Please ask him to fight for our Fourth Amendment rights. Thank you very much. All right, one more. Let's see if I can get through to Reed's office. This is the Washington office. There is one in Reno, too, that might be a little closer to our time zone.
Hello, this is Senator Harry Reid of Searchlight, Nevada.
Oh, he's in Searchlight.
Thank you for calling my office in Washington, D.C. If you'd like to speak to one of my staff members.
I tried that earlier. All right, let's go to Vegas. 702-686-5770.
You are trying to call is not reachable. PCS 6180.
Yeah, the NSA's deleted that number. All right, let's try the Reno office. 775-686. Oh, I see what I did. I just transposed those numbers. It's dangerous when I read off the screen, isn't it? 702-388-5020. That's the Vegas office. All right.
Hello, this is Senator Harry Reid. You've reached my Las Vegas office.
Yeah, we know.
Our office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, you went
home. Your call is very important to me.
Yeah?
If you need assistance, please leave a message and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. For additional information, please visit my website at www.reid.senate.gov.
That'll help.
Thank you very much.
Hi, could you convey this message to the senator? My name's Peter B. Collins. I'm a radio talk show host with millions of loyal followers, and we are imploring him to block consideration of the FISA bill. Don't let it go to the floor. And at minimum, we need to separate out the telecom immunity and defeat that. This is very important. It's critical to our Fourth Amendment rights, and it's critical to the future of the Democratic Party. Please listen to the American people. Don't pass FISA. Thank you very much. So that's what you can do, too. And I encourage you to add your voice to those of us who have expressed it. Check all the various ways you can do it online. And let's do what we can to try to change the momentum of this effort. Donna in Big Sur, thank you for calling. How are you?
Hi, you. So far, so good.
Yeah, you're holding up?
We're holding up. We're holding on. We're hanging on. But I just want to thank you so much for doing all those calls and inspiring us who are left here. By the way, there's not too many of us left here in Big Sur. But
well, I know you were supposed to leave, but I won't turn you in, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And now take a minute to talk about that, because you had to make a difficult decision. And I do understand that the authorities want to preserve human life as much as possible. And I understand that many of the humans feel that the only way to protect their property is to do it yourself.
Well, there is a certain degree of that going on. Actually, it's a mixed bag, Peter, of if when you go from area to area in Big Sur, it can change at any moment. And there are some people who are really suffering very hugely of losing property and really having to simply flee, you know.
Yeah.
And we're not quite at that point yet here. We're getting closer, but we're not there yet.
And your place, is it close to Highway 1, or are you inland?
We're very close to Highway 1, except we're north of where the worst of it is.
Okay.
We're like a mile off of Highway 1 and up on a hill. And, you know, the thing is, we want to stay as long as we can so we can get our animals out of here and all that. But I just want to, you know, give you a shout, because it was so neat. I heard you a couple hours ago give a little, you know, a little statement out to all of us out here who are left and who are still listening. And you know, despite all this going on, I'm totally, and more people around here are with you on that FISA situation.
Yeah.
And it gets a little difficult when you got smoke coming over you and you've got everything packed up to go to totally focus on the, and ash coming down on your arms and hands. It's, you know, a little difficult to totally focus on the political situation. But when this is all over, you're going to get more calls, I'm sure, because there are a lot of interesting things going on throughout this whole situation, which at the moment I'd rather not discuss. I just want to say congratulations to the firefighters who are fighting so hard to keep it back.
All right.
All right.
Well, Donna, it's great to hear from you and Big Sur, and hang in there. You know, I'm not a prayer guy, but my thoughts are with you.
Thank you.
I just hope, you know, be level-headed and don't put your life at serious risk over property, okay?
Never. Not over property. No, just hanging on as long as we can. Because when we move our animals, that for everybody that has to move animals, that makes a big difference.
Right. Hey, Donna, if you don't mind, I'd like to put you back on hold. And if you could leave your number with Katrina.
Sure.
I think I'll call you tonight when I'm on Air America so that people across the country can hear what it's like to be right there in the wildfire.
All right.
Okay, so hold on. We'll get that, and I'll talk to you a little bit later this evening.
All right, thanks.
Great, thank you. Make sure I don't hang up. There we go. And by the way, what I'm referring to, I'll be sitting in for John Elliott all week long, and that is from 8 to 11 Pacific time. The program is not carried live on any of the stations that I know carry the Peter B. Collins Show, at least as far as I know. But you can grab the live stream at airamerica.com. And that's going to be getting underway at 8 o'clock Pacific time. And that's every night this week. So join me when you can. Next up, we go to Mike in Fair Oaks. Hello, Mike. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show. I think so. Hello, Mike. Hello, Mike. Line 3, Fair Oaks. I guess Mike didn't make it. 888-5, Peter B., if you'd like to join this conversation, you can talk about FISA. You can talk about the wildfires in California. Anything else that's on your mind, feel free to give us a call, because I'd like to hear from you. And as I mentioned, you have an unfettered right that could change with action by the United States Senate that could come as soon as tomorrow. So I hope you will stand and fight for our constitutional rights, because I think that this is the most critical issue we have faced. And I want to spend a moment here talking about political calculations. Because as I mentioned with Joe Galloway last hour, I'm at a loss. I am at a serious loss to explain why smart Democratic leaders would cave on an issue that is so fundamental and that fundamentally, I believe, is good politically. How could it hurt the Democrats to stand firm for the Bill of Rights at this critical juncture? If Barack Obama is trying to harvest votes from non-Democrats, and that's been very clear over the last 2 weeks, as he has bobbed and weaved and tilted to the right, there are many non-Democrats, Republicans, declined to state, true independents, and members of minor parties who value the Constitution over political parties and over candidates. There are a lot of disaffected Republicans who care deeply about the Constitution. And I think if Barack Obama were to show the kind of leadership we hope from him, that there are many non-Democrats who would say he's got my vote because he's willing to sacrifice his own power as the next president. He's willing to rein it in and limit it by the Constitution. That's a message that Americans deeply want to hear after seeing Bush and Cheney drive off the road every chance they got, trampling the Constitution on a far too frequent basis. And I think as we recover from the Bush-Cheney nightmare, that there are many people who voted for those jokers in the past who have had enough and who can be reached with a pro-Constitution message. This is what infuriates me, is that the sellout isn't even for 30 pieces of silver or something that we can see right now that has utility to the nation or even narrowly to Democratic candidates. This is a lose-lose proposition. And we must make our voices heard. So I hope you'll do that. I'm going to take a break and return. On the other side, your comments are welcome. Toll free, the number is 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And you can also email me, that's peter@peterbcollins.com.
KRXA 540, progressive talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
Checking traffic for the final time this evening on KRXA. Just one accident to tell you about. Morgan Hill, South 101 after Tenon Avenue. Two cars now cleared into the center divide. CHP and fire department on the scene. Look for delays as you approach the area. Highway 68, we've had no stalls, no accidents to tell you about so far this evening. Highway 17, Santa Cruz Mountains currently checks in problem-free. Slow traffic, South 17 onto Southbound 1 at Santa Cruz with stop-and-go traffic making your way down into Aptos right now. This is brought to you by FlexYourPower.org. FlexYourPower.org reminds you to save energy, money, and the planet because the fight against global warming has just begun. Now, if you're out and about and you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I am Nate Nix. Have a great night. That's traffic on KRXA.
Have you noticed that everyone is talking about being green? High-efficiency light bulbs, recycling, sustainable products that are healthy for us and crucial to our environment. Well, check out the new furniture store in town that is totally green. The name is SC41 Furniture, and it's our grand opening. Our mattress systems are designed to feel better, last longer, and sleep deeper. They're made from naturally ecologically healthy components, like high-quality latex that holds its shape and provides extra support. SC41 also offers sustainable furniture that is made in the old-world craftsman style with no harmful chemicals, non-toxic stains, solid wood construction, and formaldehyde-free glues. Sustainable style for the rest of your life. So if you want to better the environment and live healthier without compromising comfort, quality, or beauty, come visit the new store in town, SC41 Furniture, on 41st Avenue across from the Home Depot in Santa Cruz.
Cornerstone Wellness Center in Monterey specializes in reducing stress and pain naturally for you, your children, and even your pets. With 8 professionals, techniques like quantum biofeedback, homeopathy, infrared and ozone steam saunas, and lymphatic drainage are used to help rid your body of toxins, which can cause disease. I'm Sheila Gale, and I've lived with chronic pain for years. Trina Hammack uses state-of-the-art quantum biofeedback and Rolf structural integration. I feel better physically and mentally. Cornerstone also offers ionic foot baths, massage, organic microcurrent facials, and the latest in body strengthening and corrective exercise specifically designed for your body so you'll start living pain-free. Tired of taking medicines? Cornerstone uses homeopathy and top-of-the-line essential oils. Finally, an alternative that really works is here for your entire family. Cornerstone Wellness Center at 1088 Cass Street in Monterey. Call 373-6204. 373-6204.
It's time for more on the Peter B. Collins Show. That's the younger Elvis, Elvis Costello, and I just read a blurb in the New York Times today that he is going to start a cable chat show where he talks not just to famous musical artists. That could be very interesting.
Here's Peter B. Cohen.
Oh, why, thank you, Ralph. 888-5, Peter B., if you'd like to check in with us. Patrick's on the line from Eureka. Welcome, Patrick.
Hi, Peter. I just wanted to let you know, I agree with you on the FISA. If Barack Obama votes for it, I'm not going to vote for him. I mean, it's just too important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not at that stage because there are too many other things at stake, but it certainly is a huge setback, and it defines Obama in certainly less flattering ways than he has managed to define himself so far. Here's a line from Friday's New York Times. The new Barack Obama has abandoned his vow to filibuster an electronic wiretapping bill if it includes an immunity clause for telecommunications companies that amounts to a sanctioned cover-up of Mr. Bush's unlawful eavesdropping after 9/11. In January, when he was battling for Super Tuesday votes, Obama said that the 78 law requiring warrants for wiretapping in the special court it created worked. We can trace, track down, and take out terrorists while ensuring that our actions are not are subject to vigorous oversight and do not undermine the very laws and freedom that we are fighting to defend. I mean, that was only 6 months ago, Patrick.
Yeah, and even there, I mean, FISA is contentious anyway. For getting even adding more to it, he's on shaky ground just agreeing with FISA, it seems like, and let alone. If he doesn't filibuster, I'm okay with that. That'd be okay if he didn't filibuster. I could understand the political maneuvering there. But if he actually votes for it, I'm done. I can't handle that.
Well, and the flip side is what I want to see, Patrick. I want to see some courageous leadership here. I want to see Democrats stand up for principle, even if they risk losing. And say, look,
I'm
going to
keep my level a little lower than you. maybe this will happen.
All right, Patrick, thanks for your call today.
Have a good one.
I appreciate it. The Times went on. The Barack Obama of the primary season used to brag that he would stand before interest groups and tell them tough truths. The new Obama tells evangelical Christians he wants to expand Bush's policy of funneling public money for social spending to religious-based organizations. So it sucks. And while I'm not overly optimistic, I'm not going to go quietly. And I hope you won't either. Take some time tonight. Blast off some emails. Feinstein needs a lot of pressure. Obama needs a lot of pressure. Dodd and Feingold need a lot of support. They need to know that you're providing political cover for them if they do stick their necks out. It's not entirely sure that, certain that that'll happen. So we need to, I'm thinking of our buddy from Santa Cruz who rode his bicycle to Washington in the middle of winter with the balls. Yes, the little packages of courage to deliver to our elected officials. Apparently, too few of them took him up on that offer of cojones. Vincent Bugliosi made a big splash when he was on this program maybe about a month ago. He's written a book called The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. And he's getting a little satisfaction. In Monday's New York Times, buried pretty deep on the media page, there's a lengthy article, not only about Bugliosi and his book, but about the media blackout that has occurred so far. And Bugliosi referred to it when he was here on our program. He even went so far as to say that two of the progressive hosts, who are well known for their rather sharp and vitriolic criticisms of the Bush administration, have declined to have Mr. Bugliosi appear on their respective programs. And he didn't name names on the air, but he told me that their names are Randy Rhodes and Mike Malloy. And I encourage you to email those two radio hosts and encourage them to talk to Vincent Bugliosi. Sure, he's a self-promoter. He has an ego, huge ego. I was amazed he could get in and out of our little studio here. But he makes brilliant points. And in the book, he identifies that trying Bush and Cheney for murder, it's not subject to a statute of limitations. and is one of the few avenues of accountability that we have domestically without going to a world court or some other jurisdiction. And Bugliosi's publisher tried to buy advertising on ABC Radio to promote it during the Don Imus show. They turned him down. And he told us, Bugliosi himself, that every book he's written has led to an invitation to be on the Today Show and ABC's Good Morning America. But not this time. And he also is identified in the Times story today. The Daily Show at Comedy Central and MSNBC have declined to have Vincent Bugliosi on their networks. So let's keep the pressure on here. I don't know if this really is a viable avenue, but I think it's worth pursuing. Patrick in Monterey, welcome to the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter. I didn't know about MSNBC or Comedy Central, but I believe it was last week I did tape it. Vincent Bugliosi was on Randy Rhoads, and I had heard that it was, I don't know, maybe two or three Thursdays ago that he was on Mike Malloy. I don't know about that for sure.
All right.
I have taped the Randy Rhoads appearance, but you're saying that MSNBC and Comedy Central are boycotting him?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get off the air. Can you give us information on how to contact those networks?
I don't have it right now, but I'll try to get it and get it on the air. Thank you, Patrick. And I'm glad to hear that Randy and Mike have decided to allow Bugliosi on. That's news, and I'm glad to hear it. Thanks for listening today.
Happy trails to you.
And should you choose, I'll be on Air America tonight, 8 to 11 Pacific time. You can get the feed on your computer at airamerica.com.
Keep smiling.
We're talking with Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, you started the company more than 30 years ago, and was it partly because you were getting headaches from wine?
Absolutely. I'm an extremely chemically sensitive person. There were no wines, no conventionally grown wines that I could really drink and enjoy until I accidentally tasted my grandfather's wine and discovered to my extreme surprise that I could drink those wines without getting headaches. More and more people suffer the results of the accumulation of toxic substances in our environment, and our tolerance is getting really strained, and therefore it takes a very little amount of a toxic substance for them to start have an unpleasant experience.
Learn more about the Organic Wine Company on the web at ecowine.com. That's ecowine.com. To place an order or ask a question, call 888-ECO-WINE. Toll free, that's 1-888-ECO-WINE. Tell them Peter B. sent you.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. It's a breakthrough drug, a vaccine to prevent cervical cancer. It's been given to millions of teenagers and preteen girls, but some have suffered adverse events, seizures, outbreaks of warts, even paralysis. There are lawsuits, but CBS News correspondent Cheryl Atkinson reports the supporters of Gardasil have come to its defense.
Merck, the company that makes the vaccine, as well as the CDC and the FDA, say Gardasil is safe and effective, and they have not found a link to any deaths. However, on the other hand, they haven't been able to definitively rule it out either. They also say that illnesses reported after vaccinations might not have been caused by the shot. They may have been an illness that was going to occur naturally anyway, and it just so happened that the illness or the paralysis happened after a vaccine.
The FDA proposes a black box warning on epilepsy drugs because there's a risk of suicidal thoughts and behavior. And CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes reports the American Academy of Pediatrics is recommending that children and some toddlers be tested for high cholesterol.
It is my privilege to stand here before...
There are a lot more kids out there who are showing signs of elevated cholesterol when they're as young as 2, 3, 4 years old.
The new guidelines say some kids as young as 8 could be put on cholesterol-lowering drugs like statins. Doctors say they're very healthy. The 3 Americans rescued last week after 5 years as hostages in Colombia appeared before the media today at Brooke Army Medical Center in Texas. This is Keith Stansel.
It is my privilege to stand here before you with my family, whose love and support sustained me through the most difficult ordeal of my life.
Mark Gonzalez had a direct message for the FARC rebels who held them.
FARC, You guys are terrorists.
He said the hostages are still held or probably being punished because the Americans got away. An update on the California wildfires from CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
It has been another good day for firefighters battling the two largest California fires. Relatively mild weather conditions have allowed crews to make progress as they try to contain the Gap Fire here near Santa Barbara and the Big Sur Fire to the north. But Eli Isco with the Santa Barbara County Fire Department says the good weather is not going to last.
The next three